Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I'm right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Surprise y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece of the piece, it's time to call blows.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is flavorful, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the flash of me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter, self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Everyone, I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone joining me here in this late night form tonight. it's just so good to be here, good to come into The Remix. Currently, right now, depending on what part of the world you're in, or what part of the continent you're on, it is still March the 31st, 2013, or we're actually into April 1st. I guess that would be, oh, wow, I didn't even think about it. Would that be April Fool's Day? Is that April Fool's Day? Depending on where you're at. So it's so good to see you guys in the house tonight. Let me go ahead and just welcome you here. For all of you late-nighters who are still up joining us here live in The Remix, there was another show that I had planned for tonight, but we're actually going to do that at another time. And I decided, you know, after just kind of sitting around today, I just really had a nice, chill day hanging out with family and friends and just kind of doing some relaxing and just kind of doing a little bit of studying myself and just kind of powering down, that I would still do a remix tonight, you know, because so many of you guys have been sending emails and sending messages on Facebook. So I wanted to do a remix show tonight. And actually, Esther is going to be hosting with me tonight, so this is going to be really exciting. You know, we've co-hosted shows before, but she's going to be joining me here tonight. And tonight, what we're going to do, it is sort of, you know, we're going to be relaxed, but we're going to be talking about the fertility code and divine fragrances. just want to welcome you guys to the forum tonight, no matter what part of the world you're listening in. And no matter where you're listening at, it's good to have you guys in the house tonight and joining us in the forum. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, let me go ahead and give you some cosmic directions so you can get on over and join us in the chat forum. All you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/all one word, The Remix, and the chat room is there. Now, all you have to do, if you're new and you're a guest, click the link at the very bottom that says sign up, and in like 2 minutes, you can actually sign up, tell us who you are, come on in, and the Remix family is right there to make you feel right at home. Or if you prefer, you can join us on the phone lines. We'd love to hear you and see what you're up to. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. All you have to do is call in and get on the phone lines, and you can listen that way. Or you can Skype in. So it's so many different ways that you can actually listen to The Remix and join us and come on in and see what's going on over here. Hopefully you guys had a wonderful weekend like myself, a really good weekend. Saturday we had the Kim Business Class, amazing group of brothers and sisters to work with. So I see a few of them around as well, still up. And so now I get to connect with you guys here. You know, we had some busy weeks of lots of work going on. And Friday night, if you guys didn't get a chance to hear that, the show was called Miss Blue Goes Wild. And actually, I didn't get a chance to really go wild, but we had a lot of fun. We did some readings, which is always good to do. I get a chance to connect with you guys. So that's fun. And who knows? Maybe we'll be doing some readings here, too. We're going to be bringing Esther on in just a moment as we get ready to get into the show tonight. International shout out to all of our international listeners who are out there listening. We'll do roll call on you guys in just a moment and see you. I know the UK is in the house, Amsterdam is in the house, and Japan, and we also have Italy in the house and Brazil. So those are some of the international countries that are listening. You know, if you guys are out there and you're there, a big shout out to you, because I know it is a challenge, because depending on what part of the world you're living in, to get up, either it's very, very late at night or very early in the morning. So good to have you guys here. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. As we join in tonight, we're going to be talking about something, a lot of energy on the planet tonight. So let's get ready to go ahead and bring Esther on. I think she has her hand up. Let me see if I can find her here on the board so we can bring Esther on board before we actually get ready to get into and dance. Yeah, we're going to dance. I know it's kind of late. I know some of you got your little nighty clothes on or your PJs, pajamas. Do people wear pajamas anymore? I know you guys have them on wherever they are. And just kind of chill out with us tonight, because that's what we're going to be doing. I know Esther's here with us, and we're just going to chill out. We're going to have some fun. We're going to talk about the fertility code and some divine fragrances that you can begin to start incorporating in everything that you do when it comes to knowing your magic. So wanted to say that. And, also, I want to say this. That I know a lot of you got your Kim decks this weekend. Some of you got them on Saturday. I mean, where they still do deliver the mail, because in some parts of the world they're not delivering mail anymore on Saturday. But you did still get that. I want you to don't forget to go over to the website, www.msblueglass.com/cards, C-A-R-D-S, and make sure you leave a comment about your first card that you pull, because that's kind of special, working with the oracle deck, the psychic oracle deck, that you get to pull a card. You get to ask a question and pull a card and really, really begin to just tap into all of your psychic energy, because it is there for you, that psychic energy, that energy working those muscles. Just bringing all of that energy online for yourself. So we would love to hear from you. All right. You with me, Esther?
I think I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, definitely. Can hear
okay.
You okay. Yeah, me and Esther was kind of talking before the show and, just kind of chilling out a little bit. So tonight's going to be very relaxed. And I'm surprised so many of you are here. I thought it would be like just me and Esther kind of kicking it, and you guys, maybe about five of y'all listening. What are y'all doing up so late, like for real, on a Sunday night? But as we were talking, and one of the things I want to talk about, for those of you out there, there is some books that you can actually get. And we'll give you a few of those tonight, and actually we'll be reading from some of those books just to really help you when it comes to understanding about the fertility code. So first, I think it's very, very good that we begin to just talk about today. Today that most in this Western Hemisphere would call the day of Easter, and looking at that. It is a day of fertility. This is how most of the cultures throughout the world see this particular day, or this particular time frame, I should say. Because really, do we even know what damn day it is, for real?
For real, for real, exactly.
We really don't know what day it is.
Exactly.
But we'll say that this time of year that we're in, this is about the fertility code. It's about understanding about fertility. And I know what you guys are thinking, fertility. Yes, fertility is about giving birth. It's about bringing forth life. It is about the creation point that is fertility. But there's also many different levels to fertility. You know, fertility is also the same energy that brings forth new creation, new ideas, new thoughts, new ways of doing things. All of these things are about fertility. So when you begin to start to think about fertility, we want you to keep all of those things in mind, because those are some of the things that we'll be doing here tonight. And we'll be talking about as well, you know. We're very creative people. We have that creative spirit. And one of the things that I can tell you is that so many of us are obsessed with possibilities, or we should be. That you really should be obsessed with possibility. You know, yes. Really, really, you know, looking for or living for sort of that adrenaline, that rush that you feel, sort of when you know that that life force energy, that chi, is moving through your body, and you can feel it all the way from your toes, all the way up to the top of your head, and you really start to turn a lot of these abstract thoughts into something real, something tangible, you know, something that you can actually feel, you know. That reminds me of the song, Given Him Something He Can Feel. You know, this is why these words are so powerful, you know, because when you're giving somebody something they can feel, it's real. It's very real. I think you guys feel that.
That's how you know it's real. Mm-hmm.
Something you can feel. And so that's what really the spirit of fertility has a lot to do with when we begin to look at it on many different levels. So we're going to be talking about sort of what we call the fertility code tonight. And, yes, I know it's Sunday night and it's late, Miss Blue, but we're going to do some work. So I want you guys to get a pen and a piece of paper. You know I love for you guys to write in blue ink, because you can always find the original when you write in blue. So you'll have some time to do that. We're going to talk. We're going to give out a few books. If you don't have this already in your magical collection as a magic maker, you definitely want to get some of these books, and you want to begin to work with them, because they're things to really just keep you excited about possibilities. And that's what this time of the year is about. It really is about that fertility code. It's about giving birth to new thoughts, new ideas, new ways of doing things, new thinking, you know. It's about doing something that you haven't done before. And so what I want you guys to do is I also want you to begin to think about using this particular energy here to really challenge yourself tomorrow to do something that you have not done before. And it doesn't have to be anything grandiose. I'm not telling you to go bungee jumping or to take off all of your clothes and do an Erykah Badu and go butt naked and stuff. I'm not telling you to do that. Okay. I mean, you can. The only thing I say, take pictures. Because it definitely will be a moment. Take a picture.
Right,
But you don't have to go out and do anything of to that extreme. But I want you to challenge yourself to do something new. And also, in the show tonight, me and Esther is going to reveal something to you. I kind of came into it, and then I shared it with Esther, and it's become, what can you say, Esther? Like a part of our magical ritual.
Yeah, it's a part of our lives. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's a must-have necessity of it.
It is a must-have. And when we tell you, don't walk, don't run, don't fly, but just astro-travel your ass to this place and get it.
Yeah, right now. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so we got some goodies planned for you guys tonight. Welcome to the remix, everyone. And you guys are so insane. That's why I love you. I love you guys. because all of you guys are up. The whole world is up listening to the remix. Y'all are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are crazy, and I love it. I love it. I didn't even get a chance to. I don't even know if it posted on Facebook because me and Esther started talking, and even with Sister Munya, and we said, well, you know, the archives are there, so we're just like, hey, you know us. We're game for just doing the show because we love the work, and we know you guys too. So we're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, and then we're going to tell you how to get your booties up and move around.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
That's it. If nothing else moves you, life will. So true. So tonight, let's get up. I see some of you are at work. I see some of you laying in the bed. I see some of you laying in the couch. I see some of y'all doing some other stuff. Some of y'all, some of y'all are hanging with friends. Some of y'all are hanging with friends. And some of y'all are just chilling. Y'all just chilling. Y'all listening on the phone. Y'all are relaxing. Y'all are chilling. Jamaica's in the house, you guys. So as these international countries come up, I'm going to go ahead and do a roll call. Okay, Barbados is here, too. So we'll go ahead and put them on the list. So here we go. We're going to dance. This is one of my all-time favorites. It is one of my Save Me songs, and I love this song. It's so much energy in it, and the vibration, the frequency. When we talk about fertility codes, this is one of those that I can listen to, and just a whole portal opens up for me, just energetically, so many things open up and it becomes clear. We know the power of moving your body, physically moving your body. By the way, I haven't been on my trampoline in a while. I love doing that too because literally it shakes your organs up in the inside of your body. So if you guys have a trampoline, you want to go jump on it. I think that's what I'm going to do in the morning before I start my readings. I think I'm going to jump for maybe about 15 minutes, 20 minutes on my trampoline, maybe do it outside in the backyard and have some fun. But here's what I want to invite you guys to do. I want you to get up. That's it. If you're driving, don't get up. But get up, the rest of you. I want you to get up. And I want you to I want you to get up, and I want you to get ready to dance. And this is a throwback for the remix, so everybody knows this. So here we go. I see some babies still up, so I know they're going to be moving too. We're going to dance, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to keep getting into the show.
Smiling faces.
All right, everyone. Yes, that was the Staple Singers and Pop. And I'll take you there. One of my top Phase Me songs, remix throwback song. Welcome to the remix, you guys, as I'm your host, Miss Blue, and
Esther. Hey, everybody.
And we're just here tonight chilling with you guys and really just enjoying and enjoying the energy that we're in at this particular time. One of the good things for you guys to know, I don't even know how I missed that. It just tells you how I am removed from some of these things that are just an American phenomenon, such as April Fool's Day. I didn't even realize that
it's
April
Fool's
Day. Yeah, interesting energy there. April Fool's Day. So welcome to the remix, everyone. We're going to be talking about the fertility code as well as divine fragrances, things that you can begin to use. And who knows, maybe even do some readings, take some calls, see what's on the minds of you guys out there this evening. First, what I want to do is I want to talk about some of the goddesses' energy that is just kind of around at this particular time. And if we begin to look at it from across the board, we can see so many different goddesses. And this is one of those books that you guys do need to put in your collection if you don't have it. It's a book that Brother Bobby Hemmett has given out many, many times. It's one of those resources myself I use, and I know, Esther, you use as well, and that is the Goddess Book of Days. And so we're going to read today, Esther's going to share with you some of the goddesses, of course, on today as well as tomorrow. And then I'll tell you some things that you guys can begin to do to work with this particular energy.
Okay, so for March 31st, the Goddess Book of Days has that it is the end of the Hilaria in Rome, and March is dedicated to the Saxon goddess Rheda, which means red, and is also Mother March. The day after Easter, Easter Monday, is dedicated to Anne, Anu, Agnes, Inanna, Anna, Ignona, and Ain. And then for April 1st, and the dates this year, Easter I think usually falls on the 30th, so that's why I think it's referring to the day after Easter being Easter Monday. But for April 1st, that is the day of Hathor in Egypt, Kali in India, Venus in Rome. April is dedicated to Venus in the Roman calendar, which is Astarte, Aphrodite, Oshun, Erzuli, Ishtar, Inanna, and Cybele. New moons, the first day of the moon month, belong to Inanna, Hathor, Isis, Seoka, Anait, Selene, Juno, Luna, Alilat, Bladued, and Lucina. So a lot of goddesses.
Yes. Lots of them. So many of them. And it really just lets you know that one of the things that I really like about the Goddess Book of Days is that when you start to look at, to see this energy, because it's based on a lot of the creation stories from many different backgrounds, many different cultures, and many different parts of the world, it really gives you a global perspective about the different celebrations that are going on. So you can begin to start to study this. You know, one of my favorite goddesses, the goddess Hathor, definitely I connect with her energy, and she comes out of ancient Kemet. Very, very powerful. You can pick one or two of the goddesses that are there. Do some research on it. And really, you know, challenge yourself, maybe a goddess that you're not familiar with, and to study that energy, because it will give you a different angle, a different ray of light, so that you can begin to look and understand these things and really see how they play into your day-to-day life. So that's really, really good. The color
that's
red.
That's perfect for your new. You said for everyone to do something new tomorrow.
That's
so
right.
That's something
there
they can
go.
Do. Pick one of the goddesses you don't work with and start working with her, yeah.
And start working with her. Excellent. You're right, Esther. That would be definitely a new. Here's another thing. We talked about the color red being associated with this particular time. And the energy of red, when we start to look at the vibration, the frequency of red, it is connected with beginnings. So this is also a very, very good vibration to see this energy here. Of course, we know Ray is in red. That has a lot of that energy as well, too. And so I want you guys to really start to look at these things across the board and really use all of the different modalities when it comes to incorporating things. So, you know, maybe get you into get into eating some foods that are red, maybe have some apples, some raspberries, some strawberries, a tomato, maybe some watermelon, even some red cabbage, maybe some cherries or radishes, or even beets. And I did say apples. These are some of the things that you can start to incorporate red in. Now, we know when it comes to colors, colors give off frequencies, colors give off vibration, and they really help to remind us. And so it's been a lot of science, a lot of studies that have gone on with colors. In fact, there was a study that was done quite a few while ago, I believe, in the early 1960s. And what they did is they took visually impaired people and they put them into different rooms with different colors. And once they got into those rooms, they were able to sort of have a different feeling, a different reaction. And one of the things that I would encourage you guys to do, you know me with my psycho, sexy, cool kind of way of doing things, is to don't allow what you've read about a certain color to sort of be your motivation. So, you know, see what that color does for you. One of the things that I've found in the readings that I've done, particularly the God-Goddess session and the sacred session, is that some of these colors, when they're connected to you, they cause different reactions. And so we're living in a time, you know, Esther, where these traditional template energies are not the same. We can see them from a universal level, and we can study them from there. But there is no better study than a real-life experiment that you can begin to do with yourself. That's one of the things that I will say Brother Panic was instrumental very much in doing, is to let you know that we're all scientists. And so when we start to begin to do scientific experiments, whether that be on ourselves, in our sacred space, or in our environment, then you need to be able to capture that data. And that data, a lot of times, should not be exactly what you read, what someone told you, or what happened to someone else. Your experience can be very different from that. Particularly, I know for myself, because energy is one of those things that I love. I love working with it, and it's a big part of the work that I came back to do. And so I see these frequencies, and they come in many different ways. And so I want you guys to challenge yourself when you start to work with different colors, to challenge yourself to do that as well and to see what that does for you and really, you know, sort of kind of get out of the brainwashing of what society has told you about a particular color. Because truth be told, when I'm reading your auras and looking at your chakras, that shit is a whole nother story. start
Very
to get
true.
Into that and begin to take a look at that, because that's some really, really good stuff to take a look at. You know, I want to kind of give you guys also some fragrances. We're talking about divine fragrances, and one of my resources that I use that is a good reference is Scott Cunningham. Now, Scott Cunningham has many different books out there, and he has a lot of them that he deals. He really comes from more of a Wicca background, which really means all and absolutely nothing at the same time, because a lot of his research and his studies have been done based on a lot of different ancient cultures coming from many different perspectives. But there is a book that he has called Magical Aromatherapy, The Power of Scent. And that is a really good reference book when it comes to looking at different scents. Because we're in, you know, we just kind of left out of the fall, autumn, whatever we want to call it, winter. I call it kind of brown sugar time of the year. And we're moving into what I like to call the sweetness of life. You know, this is really the time of the year where you need to really open yourself up, open your heart up to sweetness that is around you. You know, this is the time of the year of sweetness. And, you know, sometimes coming out of being in that dormant state of winter and not really being able to get outside and get the sun. So many people are suffering from SAD disorder, not being able to feel the sun. And so sort of that depressive energy it comes in for some people. So now it's time to get into the sweetness of life. And so you want to incorporate these different fragrances like roses. This is why roses bloom this time of the year. You know, one of the things that nature has been able to do in such a divine way is to really show us. This is also something that our ancestors coming out of ancient Kemet, they knew. They knew the nature of a thing. You understand? They understood how that worked. And how to be able to look at that from many different angles and many different perspectives. And so you'll see all of your sweet flowers, like daffodils, that's out this time of the year, roses that is out this time of the year, you know, all of these sweet-smelling flowers, you know, all of the sweet jasmine. You know, you'll see this. And by the way, I think we talked about this on an herb show that I did, but jasmine is a really good flower to have around you and to have, you know, even if you have like a little jasmine booth outside. It's time for us to bring Mr. Anderson back on of iGrowYouGrow.biz. He always does a wonderful job of really showing us what we need to know and understand from the kingdom, the plant kingdom, and from the fragrance kingdom where all the scents come from. But taking a look at these different things and planting a jasmine, because jasmine, one thing about jasmine energy, it has a vibration and it actually attracts masculine energy. Did you guys know that?
Oh, yeah.
Jasmine.
I knew it.
You might want to get you a little jasmine. Get to working with a little bit of jasmine out there. Jasmine attracts masculine energy. It's also excellent, you know, for you to get into a very, very good meditative state. It's really, really good for that. And jasmine is also excellent when it comes to the vibration of that frequency, because different words carry different energies and they carry different vibrations, and they also connect with different sounds and also different colors. And so jasmine vibrates, it has that vibratory frequency of unconditional love. Unconditional love. And so that's another thing that jasmine is good for. So that's one of those essential oils or those fragrances that you want to begin to start to work with. There was a time period, and I want to say somewhere around 1984 to 1988, we had tons and tons of jasmines. So people were naming their daughters Jasmine, 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 Jasmine. And even prior to that, I want to say almost 10 years prior to that, there were jasmines. Jasmine. And so you'll see this kind of energy about how things are impacting the planet. And there's many different ways that you can look at it, and that's what I think is so cool. So it's a lot of Jasmines out there. It's a lot of people who tapped into that energy of that frequency, of that vibration. So I think that is really, really, really cool to just kind of look at those things across the board. So those are some good things that you want to do. Yes, Jay Wood is saying in the chat room that he has three cousins named Jasmine. See, I told you. Oh, they was doing some real Isaac Hayes, listening to some Isaac Hayes music, you know, all of that music that was going on, a little bit of Marvin Gaye and, you know, all of that love music and all of that energy. And even in the later times, so some Adina Howard, you know, all of these things produced a lot of Jasmine.
Wow.
Yeah, some real interesting stuff. That's a whole show in itself, you guys, that frequency of coming together. And so now let's look at some other things here, Esther. We're also going to take a look at the numbers across the board, and we're going to start with March 31st, 2013. Interesting enough, a lot of threes in this particular energy, which that is the Trinity. You know, that energy has a lot to do with the Trinity, and we can look at Trinities really, really across the board. We can look at the Trinity of the past, the present, and the future. So this is a great time, and I talked about some of this on the show Friday night, for you to begin to start looking at things down the road for yourself in the future and sort of kind of laying out sort of your plan. You know, we would say a couple of months ago we did a lot of exercises of planting seeds. And so now you got to know, what are you going to do when this harvest comes up? Because it's getting ready to come. The plants are growing, the buds are coming out, and soon you're going to have fruit. Do you know what happens when you have all of this fruit on a vine and nobody picks it and does anything with it? What happens to it, Esther?
It goes bad.
It goes bad. It rots.
It rots.
And it rots away. And this is what I want you guys to begin to think about, because sometimes we do all of this work. And, you know, because it's wintertime and we can listen to the remix, and we can do our studies, and we can look at our books, and we can have all of these ideas. And then all of a sudden, the energy change, the season change.
Yeah.
And we don't keep moving forward with these plants. But you've done all this work, so now the plants are starting to show life. They're starting to grow. And the fruits are coming out. But you got to know, what are you going to do with all of this fruit that you planted? You're going to let it rot? It's going to go bad. So this is a great time to get yourself in the position so that you can start to begin to say what you're going to do to begin to move forward. What are you going to do to move these things forward? What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do? What is next for you? So start to look at that. What are you going to do next? Start to make yourself sort of that plan of moving forward with this fertility.
Yeah, with this fertility, it really seems to be time for us to focus on a lot of new things. Like, I keep hearing that, people keep telling me that personally, like, oh, you need to do something new, you know, this spring and this summer. Mm-hmm. What you going to do different? You know, you always do the same thing this year.
Right.
What's going to come up new for you? So it seems like that's just the energy on the planet, is do something new. Do something that you've never done before. What are you going to do that's different that you haven't already done before? And all this stuff that you've been planning for, those things that kind of fall off, that go to like the bottom of the list, that you don't get around to doing, like, that's the stuff that it seems like we should really be focusing on.
Yes. Yes, I would agree, Esther. Yes, it is that time that it is time for us to begin to do something new, do something in a way that we haven't done it before. You know, really, really start to tap into that in a different way, you know, really. So if you're going around stalking people, stop it. Do something new.
Get a new story. Get a new damn story.
For real. You know, get a new story. Do something new for yourself. You know, just really get you a new story. I was looking there as I believe it was Healing Waters in the chat room said, I think it was Healing Waters, that he keeps, no, it was Punk that said, get a new story keeps coming up from the Kim deck. And that's a powerful tool to use where you can actually begin to draw on that energy to see, you know, what direction is a good direction to move in when it comes to getting a new story or to doing something completely new. I would definitely encourage you to do that. Do something new, to get a new story. Oh, Kevin, I'm looking on Twitter.
Yeah,
Kevin says, my wife's name is Jasmine. Well,
yes.
Kevin, we know she got you wrapped around the finger.
I was just looking at that.
That is so beautiful to hear and to know and just see how these things begin to manifest themselves and really just kind of come out in that particular order. So we wanted to give you guys those things to do and for you to begin to start to write your own fertility code. And so what you can do is you can take a piece of paper. And this was an exercise that we did, I believe, about 2 years ago. And so I'm going to give you a modified version here for you to come up with your own fertility code. So all of you magic junkies out there, you want to kind of take some magic junkie notes. And what you want to do is take a piece of paper and at the top put your fertility code. You can write things underneath it such as new thoughts, new ideas, new ways of doing things, new anything. And so this is where you're going to start with your fertility code. I'm going to recommend that you also have you some musk with you because musk is highly, highly, highly connected to fertility. It's one of those ancient fragrances that our ancestors used was musk. Musk has a lot of different qualities. You can even get you some Egyptian musk if you like. I prefer Egyptian musk. Ooh, I love it. I have some right here.
I do, too. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, very good. Love it. I love Egyptian musk. And one of the things that you can begin to do, of course, if you're working with pure essential oil, you want to make sure that you always mix it with a base oil. So either that's going to be some form of olive oil. You can also use castor oil. You can also use baby oil. I would say use baby oil, something more natural, but you can use that too. And even sunflower oil you can use. And you can mix your Egyptian musks. Even coconut oil, you can do it as well too. So you're going to take your musk if you have pure essential oil, because pure essential oil should never be mixed directly to your skin. One day I'll have to tell you guys the joke of how I did that for a whole year. And I'm going to tell you that that's not really good. That's not really good to do because it actually can get into your bloodstream and literally poison you. But you know what they say, the ancestors take care of fools and babies. So I guess I was a fool at that time, and they took care of me. Not to mention I was walking around with my with a circle on my third eye for me putting it there.
He was marked, yes.
I was smart. I was marking everywhere I went, even when I took a shower with just regular no-scented soap. The whole house would be fragrant. I had all these oils on me. And I remember even going to the doctor and the doctor saying, my God, you smell good. He was like, wow, what do you have on? I was like, actually, I don't have on anything.
Wow.
So I'll share that with you guys. You want to make sure you always mix it. Mix it with something. But yeah, it was quite an experience. I couldn't figure out why I couldn't really eat for a whole year. Well, because of course, every time I got ready to eat, I was tasting fragrance, so I didn't really want to eat. So yeah, you don't want to do that. You want to make sure you mix your essential oils if you're dealing with pure essential oils. And you can actually take maybe a teardrop bottle, and for maybe about 5 or 6 ounces, put 3 or 4 drops of the pure essential oil, because it spreads. It spreads so much. And, okay, so the Egyptian oil, Egyptian musk, let's talk about it for a minute. One of the things that's very powerful about Egyptian musk, or musk just in itself, you're going to find that particular fragrance because it's a very ancient fragrance, one. It's been around for a very, very long time. And the other thing is that this particular fragrance is one of those that actually can be programmed. Truth be told, you can program all fragrances, but you can actually program Egyptian musk, and I'll tell you what you can program it for and how you can actually begin to do the program. But what's key about it is you will see it in every man or woman fragrance because it's an attraction magnet. That's one of the key things about musk. It's an attraction magnet. It's also a fertility enhancer for fertility. You know, anything that brings the masculine and feminine together, of course, we know what happens when that happens, right? Or do y'all need that before? Y'all need the birth
Mm-mm.
I think everybody knows what happens when that comes together. But you can use the musk, and with the musk, it can be programmed. But it is also for fertility. And again, I don't want you to think about just the classical form of fertility, but I want you to think about giving birth to new thoughts and new ideas and new ways of doing things. And so when you get ready to write your fertility code, I want you to take at least 9 things that you want to change, that you want to do different. Just pick 9 things. It doesn't, like I said, you know, if you want to run butt naked, you can do that. If you want to go bungee jumping, I wouldn't suggest it, but you can do that. But whatever those 9 things are, and they can be very small because it is not about, well, yeah, it kind of is about that, but it's not the, it's not the, what am I trying to say? It's not how grandiose or
it's not the magnitude of it. It's not the magnitude of it.
It's not the magnitude of it, but it is sort of what is a part of your divine inspiration that counts.
Exactly.
So definitely want to make sure that these are some things close to your heart. Maybe you want to take more time, maybe someone special in your life, your loved one, your mate, your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, and you haven't been really spending quality time, and you want to really do something different. That would be a great one. Maybe you get up in the morning and you don't make your bed. You know I'm against that, but, you know, maybe that's you. You don't make your bed. So do something different. Start making your bed when you get up in the morning. You know, maybe, you know, every morning you get up, some people will say they're grumpy in the morning. Jay Wood said we're talking about him. That's it. Some people are they constantly say, you know, Miss Blue, I hear this in the session, I'm not a morning person. Well, change that. You know,
yeah.
If that's something that really is not causing you to be in the vibration or the frequency or have the energy you need, change that about yourself. It's too easy to just change that. We're not talking about things that's not working for you. You may not be a morning person, and you're not a morning person, and that may work for you. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about these things in your life that are becoming challenges, and they're obstacles for you. These are some of the things that you want to put on your fertility code list. And, you know, I see Miss VB in the chat room says, I definitely want to become a neat freak. I don't know about a neat freak because I'm a neat freak. And I'm still working on changing that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still working on changing that. that's one of my things there. But it's nothing wrong with being a neat freak. Actually, I like it. I like it a lot. if you talk to the people who live with me, they may give you a different perspective. But I like it. I like knowing where things are. I like knowing where things are. And sometimes as a neat freak, you will hide things from yourself. That's how well put away they are. You don't know where they are. So it can be a good thing being a neat freak to some degree. So you're going to have your musk, and one of the things that you can do is you can take the musk, and I just take a couple of drops. I put it in my hand. I rub it all over my hand. I'm able to smell it. And sometimes I put a little bit on my third eye and also my pulse points. You guys know where your pulse points are, your wrists. Put them on your pulse point and then, you know, maybe put on some nice music and sit down and begin to write your list. And then what I would recommend is that you take a gold ribbon, staple it to the end of the paper, and we're going to turn it upside down and hang it on your door. So if you live in a sacred space where there's other people that don't necessarily agree with psycho, sexy, cool way of living, then don't put it on the front door. Freak everybody out. Put it on your bedroom door or maybe your bathroom door. Or if you stay in the dormitory, hang it on your dresser in your bedroom like a dresser knob and keep it there so you can see it. The reason you're hanging it upside down has a lot to do with some of those ancient principles that come out of feng shui. And so it has a lot to do with the energy and the chi and the flow. And so hanging it upside down is symbolic of these things that you're turning around in your life. And from time to time, take a look at it. Take a look at the list. See what's on your fertility code. And see how true you're being to that fertility code as you begin to work with it and connect with that list. So something else for you guys to do.
Yeah, this is very nice.
Yeah, so there you go, you guys. Now, let me tell you how you program your musk. There's a couple of ways you can take your bottle of musk, your vial of musk, and if you want to program it to attract a particular mate, and someone you like. Now, let's get this. We know that liquid, anytime we have a liquid, it can be programmed. By the way, I'm working on something. Oh, I'm so excited to tell you guys. I got so much, man. I got to get to it. I still got to do my, I got so much. But anyway, this has a lot to do with Dr. Emoto's studies about water. And I know you guys are familiar with this because I want to say 2-3 years ago I drilled it in your head. And if you didn't catch that, just Google Dr. Emoto. But one of the things he was instrumental of bringing back online, because this isn't anything new, our ancestors understood this. We can look at the hieroglyphs on the temple wall and we can understand the power of not only fragrance, but also the power of water. knowing that your body, most would say, is made up of 80% water. I'm going to say more than that. We're actually made up of 90% water. And we're made up of the same elements. Not only do we find in the mountains, in the earth, but we're also made up of the same elements out of the cosmos and the stars. And this is even why we call ourselves, or some would say, we're star people, because those same ingredients that you find in the stars and in our space are the same ingredients we find within ourselves. They're also the same ingredients that we find on the planet. So here's one of the ways that you can do it. Don't ever underestimate the power of your vibration, your tongue, your speech, your vernacular, and words that you use. Because each of us holds a key of magic in the words that we speak, and the words that flow from our mouths, and the words that come out. And so when you say things, when you think things, it is creating sort of a ripple effect. It's almost like taking a pebble, or if you've been at a fountain and you flip the penny, and I know all of you have made a penny wish. You know, what do they say? A penny for your thoughts?
Yep, absolutely.
It's that we have done that, and you flip your penny, and you see the little ripples that it's caused. Well, this is what your thoughts does. This is what your words do when you begin to speak. It sends out a frequency, a vibration that goes all throughout the world, the universe, the cosmos, everywhere. There are some words that we have spoken that have been so powerful that it has literally reached the Milky Way. Boom. These frequencies are like gangs, I guess you can call it, because what they do is they look for other gang members. Yes, they do.
Yeah.
So when you're speaking these words, it goes and it says, hey, well, where's this other, big old love over there? Oh, big old kiss my ass. Let me go over there with the kiss my ass group. You know, let me go over here and hang out with the love people. It hangs out with its own clique. That vibration is strong because there's almost no words that have not been spoken for eons. So I don't care what the language is. I don't care what language you speak. They still have the same vibration it carries. And so when you begin to work with, because the energy you're going to be working with to program the musk, is you're going to be pulling energy down from your 11th and 12th chakra. And that energy comes out through the hands and through the feet primarily. Now, it's other places within your aura and your magnetic field that this energy gets channeled through, but primarily this energy comes out through your hands. Now, I will tell you that it really isn't a whole lot of work that you have to do to be able to pull this energy down. So you don't have to be a Reiki master. You don't have to be proficient in Tai Chi or any of these arts to do it, per se, okay? Because you're working with your own energy. And most of you listening to this show, if you're here, then you know pretty much enough of the basic about how to begin to pull down energy and pull it in. Here's a way that you can start. So for some of you magic makers who may be new at this, what I would suggest that you do is work with a crystal. And I would suggest the first crystal being a clear quartz crystal because it magnifies your energy. That's one of the key things for clear quartz crystal. I mean, it does other things, and it really is very helpful to keep certain rays and certain frequencies away from you, because a clear quartz crystal vibrates at a certain rate. So it's very good if you're around electronic equipment, computers, like we all are, cell phones and gadgets, to really keep a lot of those harmful rays out, because what it does is sort of like a filter. It acts almost like a magical prism. And so it only lets certain frequencies and energies pass through its energetic field, because every object has magnetic fields, energy around them, just like we do as humans. So the reason the crystal, a clear quartz crystal, is going to be good for you to begin to work with is because you really can get a lot of the feeling of the energy from a clear quartz crystal, particularly if you haven't done anything like this before. I think a clear quartz is going to be really key for you to work with. And what I want you to do is to take the clear quartz crystal, and if you guys have one now, you can do this, and put it in your hand. Esther, I know you have yours.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And I want you to first sit in your right hand. And as you hold the clear quartz crystal in your right hand, notice the feeling that you feel, the energy that's flowing through that hand. Just notice it. And then take it and put it in your left hand. And see, notice the energy, notice the feeling. In most cases, not all, one of these is going to be more dominant for you than the other.
Yeah.
And that's going to be different for all of us. So, Esther, which one is your most dominant one?
Right hand.
Your right hand is your mm-hmm. most dominant. And so for those of you in the chat room, which one is your most dominant hand if you have your crystal and you're working with it? Maybe you already know. Maybe this is your first time doing this. Okay. Right hand. See a lot of right hands there. I hear some left hands on the phone. I hear you. Here's some right hands on the phone. I hear you guys. Well, you're going to find your most dominant hand, and that is, see, because our bodies naturally have energy flowing through us at all times. Sometimes we're aware of it, and other times we're not aware of it. And so if you identify which hand is going to be more where the energy flows, and you can really feel that energy, that's going to be a good one to work with. It doesn't mean you can't work with your other hand, of course, but this one is just more of a natural flow for you and your energy. And so, and we'll talk about maybe on another show what that means, because it does have a meaning when things are flowing on the right versus flowing on the left. So what you want to do is you want to take your musk bottle and you want to hold it in that hand. And then what I want you to do, the light you're going to work with, is you're going to work with white light. So you're going to pull in white light, and you're going to pull it in about 3 to 4 feet above your head. So just imagine sort of a white light 3 to 4 feet above the top of your head, like where your crown chakra would be, like right above there. And then I want you to see that as a spinning ball, as that ball begins to spin. As it begins to spin and you begin to pull it closer, when it starts to get about 1 to 2 feet, I want you to see the color magenta mixing with the white. So now you have two colors. You have the white and the magenta, and you have this ball spinning right above your head. Pull that energy in. Allow it to come in. Feel it as it's coming, entering into your body. And one of the places I'm going to tell you that's going to be very strong and significant, not for everyone, but for most of you, you're going to feel it right at the base of your root chakra. And I'm talking about right in your growing area for men and for sisters, right down in that right down in that particular area for you. That's where you will feel this energy a lot of times. And this is how you're knowing you're connected with it. When you can feel that energy right down in your reproductive organs area. So for sisters in your yoni and brothers in your lingam, This is how you're going to know you've connected with that energy. And begin to pull this down, pull it 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 down. And then I want you to send it all the way down your arm, whatever dominant arm that is, as the energy comes in, and allow it to flow right into the bottle of the musk that you're holding. So as you're flowing this energy down, what you're not doing is saying things like he's tall, he's light-skinned, you know, he got curly hair, or he's dark-skinned, he looked like Denzel. You're not saying that.
Oh, wow.
You're not saying that. You're not saying she looked like Holly Berry. You're not saying that with a booty like Serena. You're not saying that. That's not what you're doing. You're talking about the attributes that are divinely connected with you. That's what you're going to be saying. The light that is divinely connected with you. And so this is a time, because this exercise is twofold, you want to begin to see those qualities within yourself that you would like to see that reflection in, the beautiful reflection of that. So this also forces you to take a look at yourself, you know, and begin to see sort of what that complement to that is and visualize it in that way. And that's going to program your bottle. So then you can use it in your bath. You can use it to wear it. You can also use it as your fragrance to keep around you. And you can also make little spritzers to put it around in your sacred space. So that's how you can actually program musk. So there you have it. There you have it. That's how you program your musk, you guys. I see you guys all taking notes, huh? Program your musk. So that's really cool. That's one of the ways that you can program your musk for what you want to sort of attract. And what will happen is that the musk is actually carrying your energy. It's carrying your energy. If you already have a mate and you already have someone special, then begin to reflect on those qualities that you love within the person that you're already with and that you also love within yourself. So that's about bringing sort of that sacred union together and just enhancing that energy. And get creative with it, you know. Take a little bit of musk and rub it on your silk pillowcases, you know, after you put it on your hand because you don't want it to stain it. Or take it on your a special scarf that you have and rub a little bit on it and have those things with you so that you can just kind of spread that energy around. Yeah. So just another little magical tip for divine fragrances and how you can begin to work with that energy. Y'all all right? As Brother Bobby Hennett would say. Y'all all right? Out to Brother Bobby Hennett and his queen, Linda,
yes,
who is so beautiful.
Yes.
You know, you guys reach out to Brother Bobby Hennett. You know, he has the picture pack, which is very powerful. We talked about some of the goddesses here that you can work with. Plus, he has the angelic stimulus check and many, many other things. And not to mention anything that you could possibly think of a subject where you want to hear some real occult information. I'm giving from the master himself, Brother Bobby Hennett, and you can reach him at 678-358-1055, and you can give him a call and see what's going on, what's new for him, Brother Bobby. Yeah. So, you guys, we're going to open up the phone lines. I think this is a good time. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines. If you have a question that you would like to call in and you would like to share. So we'd love to hear from you guys tonight as we continue to talk. Are you guys asleep? What are y'all doing? Y'all asleep? Anybody pressing 1? What y'all doing?
He said, are they asleep?
Y'all sleep? What y'all doing? Y'all sleep? No, because y'all pressing one. I see you over here. So we're going to go to the phone lines calling in from area code 615. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, it's Lashika. I'm calling from Nashville.
Okay, greetings to you.
And my question, you were talking about the divine fragrances, and I don't know, I've been inspired here lately with ginger and don't know much about ginger, but I've been, it's just been interesting that I listened to the show Friday and I finished, I actually wrote out my gangster statement. And but everything that you talked about is really in sync with what I've been feeling. And so when I didn't know what the show was going to be about tonight, of course, and to hear you talk about that, but I really have been, and this is just coming from, like I said, me not even being aware consciously of all these different things, but the three things that I've been really drawn to is peppermint, ginger, and cinnamon. And so I've been boiling it, bringing it home, putting it in my bath. You know, I don't feel like I'm crazy. You know, I'm flowing with what I'm feeling. But I just want to get more insight from you or from Ms. Esther about either one of those three, or if there's something else that I can add to this whole new experience.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I think that is so beautiful. And, you know, it is a frequency, and that's what you've tapped into, sort of that universal frequency. So everything is right on time for you, you know, what you're listening to, what you're feeling, and following sort of that energy voice within yourself, that's beautiful. And those fragrances are some of my favorite fragrances, definitely cinnamon. I love cinnamon. You know, cinnamon is one of those, you know, it's one of those energies or fragrances that really have a lot of different things. It really helps to influence physical energy. It also taps into psychic awareness and also prosperity because it taps into desires that come from the heart. Another thing so you can know is that cinnamon is actually the key ingredient in Coca-Cola.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huh. And, you know, it's one of those key aromas for Coca-Cola. That's what they use in there. It's cinnamon. It's cinnamon in there. Now, cinnamon, one of the things about cinnamon is that it has sort of a sweet, sort of spicy kind of fragrance with it. And you can use it in so many ways. You can also take some cinnamon sticks and you can boil it and a pot full of water and have that fragrance in your house because it also is a purification scent. It purifies.
Yes,
it cleanses.
Exactly.
It's very cleansing, very purifying, so it'll cleanse your aura, any negative energy, or stale or stagnant energy. Cinnamon is excellent to use, particularly in your sacred space, for that as well, too. You can use those cinnamon sticks for that. Let's see, what else can I tell you about cinnamon? That's going to be key. I would recommend that you get the book by Scott Cunningham that I gave out earlier.
Oh, yeah, I wrote it down.
Yes.
Yeah,
because
that's
going to help
the other
you.
One.
Yeah, it's really going to help you. And what was the other fragrance you said? Cinnamon?
It was peppermint and ginger. I've been eating ginger, put peppermint in everything, putting in my bath. I mean, just everything.
Well, you know, peppermint is really another great fragrance because peppermint has a very cooling effect. And we know whenever we eat peppermint, it does a lot for us. But let me take a look at peppermint and tell you. I have used peppermint. It's also another one that's excellent for purification. So, you know, here's what I want you to begin to take a look at. A lot of these fragrances are things of purification. And so, like me and Esther was talking about at the beginning of the show, everything now is about new energy. And whenever you want to do something new, it is a cleansing, it is a purification that needs to take place. And so this is your higher self letting you know that there is some cleansing going on with you. There is some purification that is needed. And so, you know, peppermint really taps into that frequency of purification. It has a lot to do with psychic powers. This is another way. When scents are calling you, it is also letting you know that that psychic energy within yourself is being awakened. And so this is the time for you to really start to tap into that energy and begin to work with it. If you have the Know Your Magic deck, that's going to be a great thing for you to work with.
Okay, no, I don't have that.
Mm-hmm. That would be really, really great for you to work with because that will help you build your psychic muscles. And so obviously a lot of your psychic energy is coming online for you, and you can really just look at these fragrances and look at their attributes of what they had. The sister Rainwater, the goddess Rainwater, she has a very powerful bracelet that actually is made out of cinnamon sticks and I believe copper, that she has a lot of these tools that you can wear. But it's a gorgeous, gorgeous bracelet. And if you're on Facebook, you can just go to Raindrops, Goddess Rainwater Raindrops, and you'll see the pictures of them there. And that would be something else for you to tap into that energy to be able to bring more of that energy online for you. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and thank you.
You're welcome. What was the other fragrance?
Ginger.
Ginger. Now, ginger is another one. I just had a crazy thought. Ginger has a lot to do with Ginger has a lot to do with raising the frequency of love, and ginger is also about empowerment. Has a lot to do with empowerment. And because you're going through this transition with your job, this is where a lot of this energy is coming.
Shut up. That is freaking crazy. Okay, everything you just said, this is recorded, right?
Yes.
Everything you just said, because about 2 weeks ago, I just had this feeling that I needed to dedicate the whole month of April. It's been a month of love for me. And then you said it real kind of nonchalantly or whatever about the whole job thing. I'm like, wait a minute, hold up, rewind. but yes, okay. So
yeah.
And it's so interesting because when these things happen, because you told me like 2 years ago, I hadn't called in like 2 years. The last time I talked to you, you were telling me to focus on synchronicity, and I didn't know much about fragrances and all this stuff. Now, then here I am calling in today, and so I'm really listening to everything that you're saying and taking heed to this. So ginger, you said, is love?
Mm-hmm.
It's about love, the energy? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Love, empowerment, it taps into that frequency of money, and so does cinnamon. Cinnamon also taps into money, too, which is another issue of what you have. And this is really, I want you to really see this, because this is how it works. If you called me 2 years ago, you know, Miss Blue, you know, I use these special gifts or what I do to let you know. But one of the things I want you to know is that this is your higher self telling you that it doesn't want you to get locked into some of the things you got locked into before, which was the fear of not having money. So see how this is even letting you know everything's going to work itself out. It's going to be all right. And so all of these things that you're beginning to do is helping you to keep your frequency so you can move past that. so you don't get yourself to go back through, well, if this happens, then how am I going to pay for this? And if that happens, what's going to do this? And, oh, no, if I'm not doing this, then, you know, how am I going to feel if we're not together? All of these things. See, this is your higher self, and this is how it works. This is what knowing your magic is all about, is letting you know, start working with these things, because it's going to help you in this time that you're in.
Wow. Oh, okay. I'm just never ever speechless, but you yeah. All up in my business, on my street, on my toes. Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you. You're welcome. So take them three, get them together, maybe mix them up, mix it with a base oil and work with it. You know, start to get into making magical statements and, you know, post those statements around and, you know, do some meditation with it. Get that Know Your Magic deck and start to increase your psychic muscles, because you have a lot of different things coming online for you right now. You're actually in a good time. You're going to step into what I like to call the mystery. But the mystery is good, because this is where we learn at. So you're not able to see the future. You're not even able to see the next 3 hours from now. And that's good for you, because mm-hmm. too much of what you've depended on is being able to see everything
to
before
see.
It happens.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yep.
Okay.
So this is powerful.
Thank you again. I will try to tune in, you know, as I'm led. Maybe we'll talk in another 2 years. I have no idea, but thank you so much for your gift and your love. Thank you.
Oh, likewise, likewise. And thank you for calling in, and let us know how it goes, too. Peace and love.
I will.
Keep
thank
doing
you.
Your work. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. So we're going to go to the next caller.
Area code 305. You are live on the remix.
305.
Hello. Hi, how are you? This is Caddy. I'm calling from Miami. I usually call from Miami, but I'm in Tennessee. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you on the road?
Right, where
are
you at?
Yeah, I'm at work, trying to do my thing. How you doing?
We're doing great.
Good.
We're doing great.
Yes.
How about yourself?
I'm enjoying the show. I really am. It's been a while since I heard the show myself. And last time I checked in was like 3 months ago. But I'm enjoying the show. I am. I just wanted to say hi to you, Miss Blue, and it's a pleasure to meet you, Miss Esther.
Nice to meet you too.
Likewise, greetings. It's good to hear from you. Driving a big old truck.
Yes.
How do you know that?
Big old truck. You driving a big truck right there, my brother. That's a big truck you drive.
Yeah. You actually did my reading for me when I was in the same truck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I actually started doing my homework. As soon as you did the reading, I started doing my homework, like, right away. I started getting on it. It's like, wow. It's amazing, I can tell you. It feels
That's
good, though.
Cute. That's beautiful. Driving that big old truck.
I do want to ask you one thing, though, Ms. Blue. It's just possible.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, could you tell me, if you see me meeting a special lady sometime soon, if you could pick that up for me, I would really appreciate it.
Well, I'll tell you this. When you say meeting a special lady, two things. One of the things that I instantly see is I see a seed. I see a woman holding a seed in her hand. And whenever I see that particular energy, and I'm going to put you on hold so you can hear me.
Yeah.
Okay. Whenever I see sort of someone holding a seed, I know that one of the things that is definitely in order is about patience. And this is kind of the point that you're in at this particular time in your life. And what's going to be key for you is to really begin to recognize what it is that you're looking for. Because right now, I kind of hear that song by NC Search. I know. It's great.
Oh, wow.
But I hear NC Search playing in the background. So I know that you're on this quest, that you're searching, that you are searching. You are really, really in the place of searching for something at this particular time. So do I see you meeting a very special female? Yes. I do see you meeting someone very special. And actually, I want you to look for in the next 24 days. Do I think it is going to be sort of a sacred union type relationship? I do not. But you guys are going to have a very, very significant bond that really is going to help you so much in your life, and you're going to be able to help her. Because that's the other thing that is also needed at this particular time in your life, is to be able to cultivate that energy. That you can have someone that you can call that is a sister, a woman. And she does have someone that she can call, which is a man, which is you. And you guys can begin to exchange stories and get to learn about each other, go to lunch, meet up from time to time, and connect with each other's energy. For you right now, this is more about a personal inner journey. And so you're in a cycle of growth and learning, which is going to be very, very powerful. So I want you to begin to think about patience in this cycle and really just be open to what the universe has.
Okay.
Okay. Did that help?
That did. I wanted to ask you that back when I got my reading. It was a month ago, but I couldn't think of it the whole time when you was doing the reading. I swear, I got you to, I asked everything else but that one question. And I was like, why didn't I ask that?
Yeah. I do see, like I said, I want you to kind of look at the time frame of 24. Look at about 24 days. 24 days from now, that's what it energetically feels like. And you guys are going to sort of kind of meet, and it is going to be somewhere around the tree. So I want you to come back and call in and let us know. You guys are going to really be very close friends, and it's going to be a beautiful friendship that evolves from that.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Blair.
You're welcome. I love to you. Be safe out there. Hey, listen, everybody wants to know, do you have an altar in your truck?
Do I have an altar?
Yes, in your truck.
Altar, what's that?
No,
I'm sorry. No,
I
don't know.
Y'all have
not
the wrong guy.
I
didn't know if they would even take it from me, so I wanted them to let you know. Okay, so peace and love. Keep listening. Y'all got the wrong person, boy. Don't let nothing happen to me. Y'all are some bad eyewitnesses. Y'all ain't
wow.
got the wrong person. I said, look at these jokers in the chat room. Okay, we're gonna go to the next caller. Calling in from
336. Area code 336. You are live on the remix.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Peace, this is Brother Anthony. What's going on?
Hey, Anthony.
What's going on? Hey, Anthony.
Wow, this is crazy. I knew I was going to get in for some reason. I'm normally sweet this time. Oh, man. I don't even know. I kind of just called in, so I don't even know why I'm calling in.
Yes, okay. You do, Anthony. You know why you're calling in.
You know something. Come on. Quit playing. We know why you called in. Don't make me tell them why you called in. No, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Miss Blue.
No, that's okay. That's okay, Anthony. That's okay.
Oh man, I've been sitting there trying to figure out what in the world. I got so much stuff going on. Like, man, I love to do this, I love to do that, and I can't figure out what in the world I need to focus on.
Is that your question, or are you just letting us know? I'm trying to figure out. Is that your question, or you just want to let us know you got it?
Yeah, that's part of my question, but the real question is, when am I going to meet, I guess, my divine mate?
A lot of divine.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I tried to tell Brother Pandy, it ain't the sisters that be calling in.
I'm saying, for real. Mm-hmm.
It's the brothers. But no,
yeah.
That's beautiful. So thank you. Here's a couple of things. When are you going to meet your divine mate? Let me tell you what my problem is about that statement, question.
Maybe
when
I
you
agree.
Say when you say divine mate, tell me what that means. Because, Andy, you done met a whole lot of divine sisters. So tell me tell me what that means.
Let's see. I guess I'm trying to say someone that I'm, like, compatible with on that level. Not necessarily soulmate, because I understand, you know, soulmate could be your brother or, you know, whoever. Or
right.
It could be, you know, whatever, but I guess, you know, somebody you just click with, you know, or that I just click with on all levels. Like, it's just an easy, and not saying that there's no work involved in a relationship, I mean, but things flow easy naturally, you know what I'm saying?
So let me make sure I have what you're asking correct. And Esther, help me out. You want somebody you click with?
He said he wanted to be easy. As easy as it can be. That's what I heard.
Somebody you click with and something that's easy.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, you want to know when you're going to meet them?
No,
I guarantee you, as soon as you hang up this phone, you're going to meet them.
That's real easy to get, you know?
Easy
come, easy go.
Easy go.
Not easy like that. I'm saying that, you know, the flow is a natural flowing, like,
okay,
just like.
Okay, enough. Let me tell you. Enough, Anthony, enough.
All right.
Well, here's a couple of things that I want you to begin to take a look at. When you say, when are you going to meet somebody that you connect with? And I get it. I get what you're saying when you say connect with somebody that gets you and you get them. And you guys kind of vibe together. So when you're saying something real crazy like, oh, I had a dream, and I was walking in this building, and blah, 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 blah. They don't look at you like, what did you say? That
right.
kind of thing.
Right.
I get it. Well, that's not difficult to do either at all, and I think you know that. But the question is, there are some things that first you must begin to recognize and understand about yourself. It's not about being perfect. I'm not telling you that, but for you to recognize. And one of those things that I see a red flag above your head. And when I see that red flag flying above someone's head, it really tells me about overcoming obstacles and challenges. And this is where you are. You have a lot of challenges and things that you've overcome in your life and you still struggle with. And one of those things that you haven't yet overcome is, even though you're an amazing brother, you're a good-looking brother, women aren't attracted to you. Is that true?
I can't say that. Not that I've seen. I may be in a certain way, but I.
I'm gonna let you struggle with that for a minute, but I want you to honestly think about it.
Okay.
Like I said, even though you're a very attractive brother, and you have all of these wonderful qualities, women are not attracted to you. And so I ask you, is that true? I want you to think about your question. I mean, okay. I promise you, Anthony, it's not a trick question. I don't do trick questions.
Right.
So you said, when am I going to meet that person that gets me and I get them?
Right.
What I just told you is that even though you're an attractive brother, even though you are a very well-studied brother, women aren't attracted to you.
Okay. Because I have been struggling with wondering, you know, am I doing something to block myself? You know, what's going on that? So, yeah.
Yeah. And I say that so that you can begin to take a look at this. And thank you so much for being honest, because you're really helping a lot of your brothers out tonight. You do know that, right?
Yeah.
You are helping a lot of your brothers. But one of the things is because for you, you struggle with bringing things into balance for yourself. If I were to look inside your heart, the number one thing that you want is love. That's in your heart, is to get love. But the thing that you definitely, the energy you're putting out there, is that you're all about the mind. And so those two things is really, that frequency is a misread frequency, because you're sending out, I want love, no, I don't want that. I want knowledge. You need to be able to bring them into balance and honestly say what you're saying here tonight is just like you want to learn more about yourself and you want to continue on your path and your journey, but you also are looking for a sacred union. You're also looking for that love, too. And you haven't been willing to honestly put that out there until tonight. And so that is the number one thing that is just about you sending a mixed signal.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Does it make sense? It's about you sending a mixed signal. But now that you're clear, see, we've been so conditioned and so trained that if we have one thing, we can't have the other. You know, if I like Beyonce, I gotta hate Jennifer Hudson. You know, we're the only people culturally that does this dumb shit, really. if I'm spiritual, I can't. You know, I can't go play kickball in the park.
Right.
You know, because then I'm not spiritual. You know.
I have been going, kind of. I definitely been going back and forth with that same. Oh, you know, okay, on one hand this and one hand that. And sometimes I'll be in that zone where I feel like I'm bouncing. In the other hand, like you said, I'm mind, heart, mind, whatever. So
yeah. So you're over here, look at me, I'm Anthony, and I know all this stuff. And women are like, that's not attractive.
Right. Oh, man.
So, here's what I'm going to recommend you do is to look at a template energy that will work well for you, which is the god Tahuti. The god Tahuti had two wives. I'm not telling you to go get two girls, so please, let's. You know, I'm not telling you that. But I'm telling you by understanding and studying the story of Tahuti, you can recognize that Tahuti had this very, very masculine side to him that was really very, very masculine. But what he recognized that he did not have was the wisdom. This is why even in the hieroglyphs you will see the goddess Shiset whispering in his ear. So Tahuti was the one who recorded the information that he got from his wife, one of his wives, which was the goddess Shiset. He was over the scribe, so the record keepers that kept the records, the ancient records of what was going on in civilization and time, and he reported that. But he also had the other goddess, Mayat, who helped him with his balance. So that's what that whole story is. Study that in the myth. Take a look at that story, and you will see how he was able to really begin to integrate himself in between those two. To integrate between having sort of this side of him that was about the intellect and about study. Because one thing is for sure, and we can learn this from our brothers and sisters of the gods and earth, there's knowledge, wisdom, and then you get understanding. And too much of what I've seen from brothers is that they just have knowledge. They don't have the wisdom. And therefore, they lack when it comes to the understanding. You got to have all of those components in place. So look at that symbolism there, and then begin to sort of kind of bring those two into balance for yourself, because it's not just about getting knowledge. Knowledge doesn't get you love.
Right. Wow.
Knowledge doesn't get you love, yeah.
Man. I love you, Miss Blue, I swear.
Oh, I love you too.
Oh, I love you too, Anthony.
Look.
just providing this whole platform, everything that y'all doing. Oh man, I love it. And this is so long time. Oh my God, y'all understand. Well, I know you understand. Never
mind. Yes, we do. We understand. We understand. See, right now you get to play out your Tahuti role. You got me and Esther on the phone with you. So there you go, Anthony. So start working with that. Start studying those things of the god Tahuti. You know, you can even take him with you into meditation and doing visualization, and that's going to really help you to begin to balance out that. And as you get further and further into the story, you will see other things that the god Tahuti did, some of those other parts of the story that we don't talk about. We talk about him being over the scribes, but also how he really helped negotiate for us to get other days and really worked with other goddesses. And really begin to cultivate that, and you can see the wisdom coming in. You'll see the wisdom coming in.
Well, I guess that was really my question then.
Right. Well, keep listening and have a good night.
All right. Thank you. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Wow. Gotta love the brothers. Gotta love the brothers.
Gotta love
them. Oh, wow. Okay. Next on the line, area code 773. You are live on the remix. Who's calling?
Seven seven three.
Whole lot of movement going on. 773.
Okay, we'll come back to 773.
All right. Next up is 540, area code 540. You are live on the remix. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Javon from Roanoke.
Hi, Javon.
Greetings, Javon.
Greetings. First, thanks so much for the show. It's given me a real insight to everything. But what I'm calling about this evening, it seems like during the full moon, for like 2 days prior to it, I can't seem to sleep, like, I'm up, and I feel like there's a lot of pulling and a lot of movement going on, and I'm not sure what I could do or if there's, like, a fragrance I could bring in or a crystal I can work with. I just kind of recently, I guess, you know, came into, you know, this journey that I'm on, and I've given up a lot of things like meat, and I've been meditating more, but I don't know, I still kind of, I'm not sure what I need because I guess I feel kind of all over the place and my dreams are all over the place. And then when it gets close to the full moon, I can't seem to sleep. So I'm just hoping you would help.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we can definitely take a look at that. Let me ask you a question. When did you start to notice that you can't sleep during a full moon?
It's been about 3 months now.
Mm-hmm. Since you started to become aware, conscious, is that when you noticed?
No, I'm aware that I haven't been sleeping, like, during the full moon, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the things, and this is something you don't even have to be conscious, you can actually kind of go talk to doctors that'll tell you that the busiest time in the ER is during a full moon. They have more, you know, they have more wrecks, they have more domestic violence, you know, it's just all of this energy that's going on when it becomes to the full moon. Here's what I don't want to do. I don't want you to get yourself locked in because this is really sort of kind of a, I guess, for lack of a better word, almost a backwards way of thinking to have these things to become conscious and then be controlled by things outside of yourself, because the whole point of becoming conscious is to be fully aware of yourself and then be able to see other things as a reflection. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So two things. We know that the moon really kind of controlled the tides on the planet, that the moon controlled the tides. So when there is a full moon and when we're moving towards that period of full moons, you will see that there's a lot of activity in the water. You will see that the tides in the rivers, not the rivers, in the sea and in the ocean will become greater. It really sort of causes that energy to move. We know for ourselves that we have a lot of energy flowing through ourselves. Am I still with you guys?
Yes,
you're still here.
Okay, I'm just checking. Got kind of extra quiet on my end. So a couple of things that are coming on during full moon time, what is happening for you that I see is that your energy is being accelerated. And so you can actually use this as a plus for yourself because this is a lot when you get a lot of psychic impressions. And so these psychic impressions will show up in your dreams. They will show up in your energy. Sometimes it may cause you to become restless. You can feel this energy of things speeding up for you. So a couple of things that I would recommend that you do is that you actually begin to journal your dreams down, because this is a very creative time that you can begin to work with this energy when you feel it sort of coming up upon you. You know, make sure you write down all of your dreams. A particular fragrance that you can actually work with, actually jasmine, we talked about jasmine earlier, would be really, really good for you to begin to work with, to help you with that, and just to kind of put you in a place where you can actually kind of get some rest.
Okay.
It has a lot to do with that. The other energy or the other thing that I would recommend that you do is in the morning when you get up that you have a lemon or an orange, something that actually comes from the sun to help you balance out some of that energy when it comes from coming from when the full moon is there to begin to work with that. It's a great time for you to get into your meditation practices and to do that. And to recognize that you are becoming very sensitive to the energy that's on the planet. And so that's a lot to do with psychic energy, which is clairsentience. And so you can begin to study those things and just notice where your energy is going. But also make sure that you are very, very, very aware that the moon is not controlling you.
Okay.
That's going to be key. For you to begin to get your development. Otherwise, you're going to lock yourself into a system, and every time the moon does something, you're going to react to it. And I'm sure that's not the direction you want to go into.
No, not at all.
Yeah, yeah. So the moon is not controlling you, but you can, you're becoming very sensitive to that. So study those things of clairsentience. Because that is about the sense of feeling and becoming sensitive. If your energy starts to get way, way out of balance for you, then you want to take a bath 3 nights in a row, because that water is what's gonna, what needs to be stabilized and to help you bring your emotions in control. Yeah, because a lot of things that are coming online for you is that it's about awareness for you. So you're becoming aware of a lot of things, and it's pulling emotions up in you. You're becoming aware of a lot of things that you thought were real. They're not real. When it comes to relationships, when it comes to friendships, you're being challenged right there in the house of relationships, correct?
A little, yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You're getting challenged in that area. And so it's just really about your awareness. And so, you know, doing a lot of journaling at this particular time is going to be great for you. And like I said, spend a lot of time out in the sun whenever possible so you can balance out some of that moon energy to really, really help you. Yeah, yeah. And you can always get you a rose quartz crystal.
Okay.
The rose quartz crystal is going to be great, because what the rose quartz will do is it takes negative memories and negative energies, and it raises the frequency up to love. It removes the negative patterns, and it helps. So you can meditate with it, sleep with it underneath your pillow. If you feel the energy and it's becoming so overwhelming, what I would recommend is that you actually get a pebble-sized rose quartz crystal and take it, and when you're going to sleep at night, put it inside your belly button. So get a really, really small one. Once you clear it and you charge it and take it and put it inside your belly button, the rose quartz is excellent for replacing negative energy with love, and it helps you to release any type of emotions that are causing you pain. And you're in pain right now through emotions, and this is going to help you with that.
Okay, cool. All right, well, thank you so much for that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you definitely come back and let us know. So peace and love to you.
Peace and love. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 646. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Oh. I did that kind of bad. Let's see. 646.
Good night. This is Amanda calling from Brooklyn.
Who's calling?
Amanda.
Amanda. Greetings, Amanda.
Peace,
calling
Amanda.
From Brooklyn.
Greetings. How are you ladies doing tonight?
We're good. We're good.
Nice, nice. I haven't received the readings since last year, so I thought you wasn't going to come on tonight, but when I was about to go to sleep, I checked back online, and you were actually on, so I decided to call.
Oh, well, good, 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 Amanda. Glad to know. It's a lot of people calling in tonight that haven't called in for a couple of
exactly,
years.
Exactly.
Isn't
yeah.
that something?
It is. It is.
Yeah. So what's so for you, Amanda?
I have three questions for you, but they're not that in-depth, I feel like. The first one is my dreams. I do journal my dreams, but I also want to know what can I do more when I have dreams. Other than journaling, what else can I do, basically?
With the information that you get, you're talking about from your dream?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, one of the things definitely once you journal your dreams, what's always good to do is to go back and to take a look at them.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe the next day, not the same day. But maybe the next day, and then begin to take a look at it from the position of what's the spiritual message here for me? Because, see, that's one of the ways that information comes in through dreams is that it is signs and symbols. So you can always go back and you can take a look at your dreams and see where they are and see what things are coming up for you. And then begin to start studying those particular things in the dream. So, for instance, maybe one of your animal totems is running around in your dream. Maybe you see a tiger. And really to begin to start working with that energy of the tiger and start looking at the tiger and, you know, look at the nature of the tiger, look across cultures with the tiger, look at the spiritual aspect of the tiger. You know, give some energy to what you see. Maybe in the dream it was a beautiful dream and you were wearing a blue jacket, you know. Go find yourself a nice blue jacket and put it on and see what other things start to come from you. One of the things is for sure that there's many different reasons that we have dreams, and they can range from anything from different ailments that is going on in our body. They can also be dreams about things of the future. They can also be helping us to work out different situations that we have going on in our lives. And a lot of times dreams come as another form of confirmation to things that we already know. And also maybe to help you feel secure. One of the best ways of overcoming insecurity a lot of times comes through dreams. So dreams are very, very powerful, and going back and studying them and sort of kind of breaking them down in bite-sized pieces and taking a look at the dreams is really going to be significant for you.
All right, that sounds good. All right, and my other question is I really want to know what is Spirit saying to me when it comes to my work task.
When it comes to what now? Say that last part again.
My work path.
You want to know what Spirit is saying to you?
Yeah, what is Spirit saying in general for my work path?
Tell me what you mean when you say your work path.
So basically, what's next for me? What is basically lining up for me when it comes to work or my career?
Mm-hmm. So you want to know about job opportunities. That's what
yeah.
you're saying? Okay. I just wanted to be clear. What's your other question? Tell me your other question.
Oh, my other question is basically about the Akashic readings, because I do want to get one pretty soon, and I was reading the different ones that you have. You have the Akashic reading, and you have the numeric Akashic reading, and I wanted to know which one would best suit me, but I do understand that you're not going to be able to tell me which one I need, but I just wanted to know the differences and what which one basically applies to me and what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good question. Let's talk about that question first. The difference between, there are actually three different Akashic Record readings that I do. I do the Akashic Record reading, which is based upon a past life or a energy of a past life that is impacting you the most. Because I don't typically go in for past lives, but I do go in specifically for the life that is impacting you the most in this particular incarnation at this moment. That's the Akashic Record reading. Then there is the God Goddess numeric Akashic Record reading. And that Akashic Record reading is based upon those things that are connected with you based upon your numeric Akashic vibration that you brought to the planet, which is slightly different than an Akashic Record reading. Then I do the Science of the Self reading, which where we go in and we take multiple past lives and we go in and we begin to start to look for patterns. Because what happens is we come back as spirit beings and our soul comes back to experience things on many different levels. So for instance, I may have a person that has a trigger of abandonment.
Mm-hmm.
And this may be a different theme. In fact, last week when I did a Akashic Record reading, the brother dealt with abandonment issues. And because he dealt with abandonment issues, what happened is in one life, he was a child who died very, very young. And typically people who suffer from abandonment issues or who have died young in a past life, they feel that there's never enough time for them to complete things or to get things done. And so a lot of times that could be figured out when I see people who are rushing to do things, and consequently, a lot of times they're not on time. These are some of the things that when I started working in the records, I was able to begin to see my own patterns of different vibrations, of things, of energies that I brought back to be able to see. Another case is a sister who really dealt with some abandonment issues and issues of judgment or betrayal. Now, in her particular past life, she was married to a man who loved her dearly, and she loved him. They both worked outside of the home. And because her husband was away on business a lot of time, what she did was she would take over some of the business affairs for him. And as she was taking over some of the business affairs for him, she met a man. And this man and her began to have sort of this love affair. And they wrote notes, love letters, back and forth to each other. And so she ended up, even though she stayed in her marriage with her husband, even towards her older age, she still was very, very much in love with this man. And so immediately when we got into the Akashic Record readings, we started to talk about a lot of different things. But one of the things that did come up, I told her, was about her writing these love letters. And she said to me that she was writing a book, and that book was about love letters. And she also had a trigger from this life, and one of her patterns was abandonment issues. And so these were some of the things that we talked about. So that could come from the Science of the Soul, Akashic Record reading, and even from the Akashic Record reading. And so those are some of the things that really, really can show you the difference between all of them. I know you've probably gotten the email, and in the email you will be able to see see the difference of them.
Mm-hmm. All right, no problem.
Mm-hmm. So you can see that there. And so as far as you and what career path that you're wanting to take at this particular time. I see right now that you're not working. Is that correct?
No, I actually am working.
You're working full-time right now?
Right now, part-time.
Okay, part-time, okay. And you're looking for something else?
Yes.
And so what exactly do you want to do?
Anything that allows my creative juices to flow.
Ooh, that could be. Don't say that.
So anything with event planning, or the thing is, I can do so many things, but I know I have to focus on one thing. But anything I feel like, anything that relates to creativeness is will be my next path, my next career path.
Right. So that's the answer to your question. You want to work in a field that's going to be creative for you. And I'll tell you one of the things that you definitely have some challenges with, and I want you to begin to take a look at this. And your challenges stem in the area of recognition and rewards.
All right.
And so when I say that that's going to be a challenge for you, is that you like to get recognition. And when you don't get recognition, you feel defeated.
Yeah.
And so let me tell you one of the best ways for you to overcome not feeling like you don't get the recognition you deserve, or somebody doesn't really kind of give you the rewards for the work that you're putting in, and really recognizing that on a higher level. The best way for you to get that is that you have to begin to give recognition to people, because you don't.
All right.
Does that make sense when I say that to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So how you're going to begin to get over that, because this is one of the things that also sort of kind of blocks you up when it comes to your creativity, is that you have to begin to start to give recognition. That's what you want more than anything. You want to be recognized and appreciated for the work that you do. And the only way you're going to get that back is if you start to give it to other people. You have to be able to give that recognition to other people. And then you'll be able to see that come back to you. In that way, crystal that you can actually begin to work with is called the smoky quartz. Have you worked with crystals, Jen?
Yes, yes, I have.
Yeah. The smoky quartz is really, really cool, because one of the things that the smoky quartz allows you to do is to draw in energy from your crown chakra all the way down to the root chakra. And it draws in this particular energy, and it helps you to ground you, and it helps you to realize things that are happening and going on right there in the present moment. So the smoky quartz helps to keep you present in the moment.
Right.
And a lot of times you're either in the past or you're in the future. And so you miss what's going on at that time. But that's where the magic happens. And this also helps you to move beyond your blocks and some of those fears that you have about not being good enough and, you know, not sort of kind of getting that recognition that you deserve. I also feel, as I do a quick body scan all over you, that you deal with nervous energy too. You get nervous a lot. Is that true?
Not nervous, but I'm very jumpy.
Nervous.
Yeah. All right. So
jumpy, nervous. That kind of unsettling energy. The smoky quartz is going to help you with that too. So get you some loose smoky quartz energy, some crystals, and I want you to clear the energy, charge the energy, and then start to hold them in your hand and meditate with them. And that's going to help you to sort of kind of release that energy from you, because the smoky quartz is really, really very, very helpful with dissolving sort of that energy, and also nightmares, some of these nightmares that you have. And interesting enough, you don't have a lot of dreams in nightmares. You have daytime nightmares where you have these thoughts that just come out of nowhere.
I don't know. What?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. And let me clarify, when I say nightmares, I'm not talking about where you're running and you're scared, but nightmares that you're not going to be able to find another job, or you're not going to be able to do the things that you want to do.
Yeah. All right. Gotcha.
If you stay in this place that you're at right now, you're never going to move forward. That's a nightmare. I would call it a damn nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just want to make sure that we're clear, that you understand that I know exactly what I'm saying to you, but I want you to hear the words clear, because this is a way that you can help to overcome some of these blocks and struggles that you have. So get you a smoky quartz, because smoky quartz loves to absorb that kind of energy from you. And crystals are very powerful when we connect with our energy and our spirit. So hold them in your hand. Do some meditative work. Maybe carry one around in your pocket. I even tell sisters to get a very small one, and you can put it right in the cuffs of your bra and leave it there, because crystals need to touch your physical body in order to make that exchange with energy. And so that's a great way that you can do it. All right?
All right. And Ms. Blue, one more thing. About the Akashic Records readings, is there anyone that you would recommend for me, or is it best for me to choose it on my own?
It is best that you choose it on your own, because for you, I'm going to need you to take some more responsibility. And that's the reason I do it, for everyone, because I want you, that's the first part of you empowering yourself and knowing your magic, is that this is a session that you pick. Because I want you to think about particularly the course of your life, and think about how many things that other people picked for you, and you have something to say about all of it.
All right, no problem.
All right, so peace and love to you.
All right. Love.
All right, beautiful. Oh, you guys are up at this time in the morning. Y'all are straight up. And we crazy right with you. Y'all are straight up crazy. So we're going to go to the next caller. Calling on the line, area code 773. I did it again. 773, you're live in the room. Tell us who you are.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Ms. Blue.
Hey, who's on the line, please?
I got him. Oh, Christy.
Okay. Greetings to you. Did you say Christy?
Yes, Christy from Chicago.
Okay, greetings to you.
Actually, Ms. Blue, I have two questions. The first one is about my dreams. I've been having a lot of bad dreams, and they have been coming true.
Tell me one of the bad dreams that came true.
I had a dream that I had a friend, and I consider her my best friend, and I had a dream that she had a cold, and then she died. And what I took from that dream was that our friendship would be over, and it came true. Then I had a dream that...
Hold on 1 second. So did she die in the dream or die in real life?
No, she died in the dream.
Okay. And then you said that you guys' friendship was over. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And I had, and one of the other bad dreams that kind of really bothered me was I had a dream of some rats. And I was wondering, like, what did that mean?
Mm-hmm.
So then when I was with her, you know, I actually saw a rat.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering, like, if that was that dream telling me something that was about her.
Mm-hmm.
And which led me to the other dream that I had about her, which that she died, and then I was just connecting all the dots, and our friendship actually ends. And I actually had a couple of dreams about different relationships that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And they all were bad, and they all came true.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, let me say this. I think those dreams that you have were very beautiful. I don't see anything bad about them at all. Absolutely nothing bad about them at all. A lot of times, I'll say 99.9% of the time, dreams that we have do not actually mean what they mean in the dream world. And you said that yourself by your own admission. You said she caught a cold and died. She didn't die in real life. That dream didn't come true. She didn't die. That's not a prophetic dream. A prophetic dream would have been that she caught a cold and died, and you wake up the next morning and she says, guess what, I got a cold, and 2 days later, she's gone. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, but it's the fact that, like, I knew that the dreams that I'm having, that they were all bad because the people's intentions towards me wasn't good, and it's like I just mm-hmm. felt betrayed.
Right. And I understand that. I understand that. That's a real feeling to have. And the reason when you've seen the rat, it's telling you that, you know how they say in the cartoons, I smell a rat, you know?
Yes.
That's someone being cruel or someone doing anything else. Here's something else I want you to take a look at. And I want you to look at this when it comes to your dreams and also things in your real life. And that is, one of the things that you pride yourself on is being naive. Does that make sense when I say that?
Yes.
Yeah, you pride yourself on being very naive. In fact, you let people know. And that's sort of the joke that your friends have amongst each other. You say, well, you know, I don't know. So you play sort of this naive role. And it's also a way that you also get friendships and you also get the attention. But what's happening is this is all starting to backfire. Because these people are not having good intentions. But I want you to also know that you said you felt very betrayed, that there was a part of you who betrayed them too, because you're also playing very dumb and naive. And that, you're not. You're not dumb and you're not naive at all. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yes.
So a lot of these obstacles and challenges are coming in for you based upon some of the energy you've put out there. So Ms. Blue doesn't want to kind of, you know, sugarcoat this for you just one-sided, because I know that you called in because you really want to hear the truth about this. And the truth about it is that friendship that you two had together was not built on honesty for both of you.
Yes, I agree.
So, therefore, that's why I say that was a good dream, because there was a part of you that wouldn't have woke up to that had you not had the dream.
Mm-hmm.
So, when you start to meet new people and you start to meet new friends, you do not have to live up to the name you've gave yourself, Chrissy, the name that says you don't know anything. So you need to let people know that you're very aware of who you are, you're very aware of your thoughts, and you're not dumb. And if you're honest up front, then the people you connect with is going to be honest with you. And you don't have to worry about being betrayed or your best friend doing something behind your back or everybody being against you or taking advantage of you because you're not a damsel in distress.
That's what I've been working on. Like, I just feel like, oh, people just look at me like I'm a doormat or something. Maybe I should just, I need to be more assertive and actually speak my mind instead of holding back. Like, oh, if I say that, then it's going to hurt their feelings. Let me just not say anything. I know I have a problem with, like, being scared to say certain things. That's like going to hurt someone's feelings. But at the same time, they are not scared to, you know, say what's on their mind. So why should I?
And it's not just even, it's not even about them. So I want you to kind of think about it more for yourself. You understand? More for yourself, because like I said, you pride yourself on being naive. That's sort of your way in, how people sort of just take you under their wings because you like to feel naive. So don't take that position. It's not even about saying hurtful things. How about just say honest things? And then you won't have to worry about the backlash of that. And things will become clearer. See, when you're more honest and you're more clear and you're telling your truth and you're speaking your truth, you can spot a fake a mile away. They don't have to come into your cipher. You don't have to become their friend. You don't have to date them as a boyfriend. You don't have to go out to lunch with them. You're going to know instantly what's going on because it's going to be completely opposite from who you really are. Still with me?
Yes.
There you go. I want you to get you a hematite crystal to work with. And try to see if you can find a red one. Because the red one, the energy tends to move faster. And this is about originality. This is to keep you in your authentic self, your true self. And it also helps to build inner confidence, while even giving you that extra little shield of protection that you also need. So sometimes when it is time for you to speak up, like you said, for yourself, you'll have that extra little comfort there for you to help you with that. But get you a hematite and try to find your red one to begin to work with that, because it helps you return to a state of focus and awareness of your path. Not somebody else's path, your path. It'll keep you there. And it also will help you with the strength to really work through a lot of different issues so you can begin to work with that. The hematite works very, very good with that particular energy. It also works very closely with the blood, and it also helps to strengthen your kidneys and all of those things. And it's excellent for cell rejuvenation, helps to rejuvenate your cells. So get your hematite, clear the energy, charge the energy, and then take one of those and, you know, work with it. Carry it in your pocket. Keep it close to you. You can, nowadays, you can find a hematite bracelet in the grocery store. This is just how conscious some of these elements have become in the world. And to work with the hematite, that particular crystal, that stone, to help you foster those energies. And then you'll see that your dreams will start to change for you. I would recommend that before you go to sleep that you keep a bowl of water next to your bedside. That water is really just going to help you to really pull any negative energy. It'll captivate that inside the water. It'll get attracted to that versus having them come into you into dreams. And then you have to definitely remove judgment out of looking at your dreams, because this is really sort of a way of helping you to understand what's going on. So it's not negative. You know, begin to look at it.
Dreams that I have, And I wake up, I tend to obsess about them over and over, like, oh, my goodness, I had this bad dream. And then I just get so depressed because I'm kind of looking at the dream exactly, that's exactly how it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and that can be tricky sometimes, but you can use your own real life experience to know that's not the case. Because you already gave an example about the dream about your friend dying. She didn't die. You guys just aren't friends anymore. And that's probably a good thing. So you have your own experience to know that it doesn't mean what you dream. A lot of that is from old programming, old patterns that you've had coming from the religious background that you've been indoctrinated into, to think that the only thing you're capable of dreaming about is something bad.
And, well, I had a dream. This dream hasn't came true, but I kind of, like, know the meaning of it. I was in a garage, and it was a whole bunch of junk and tools in the garage, and my sister was standing in front of me, and she was pointing her hand in my face like, no, you're staying here, you're not going nowhere. She's saying something like that, and I kept on pushing her hand down, and every time I try to get from and away from her, she like steps in front of me, but then I finally like moved her out the way, and then I start running down a big green field. And I saw a daisy, a yellow daisy, like, in the far distance.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of, like, wondering, like, can you give me an insight on that dream?
Yeah, I sure can. Well, the garage itself is sort of like a holding spot. And you said it was a lot of junk in there. These are a lot of those negative thoughts that you have. Kind of going around, as you say, floating around in your mind. And so your sister, remember, one of the levels of understanding a dream, everything in the dream is you. Everything. Your sister, the garage, the junk, the daisy, absolutely everything in the garage is you. All of that is a representation of you. So that's the first level of understanding those things of when it comes to a dream. When you've seen all of these things in the garage and all of this junk in the garage, that really is just the indication of your mental state, which has a lot to do with sadness, has a lot to do with personal hardships, and a lot of things that you've encountered in your life. Again, you really... seeing the daisies going down the green road, it's about, you know, really you opening up and owning your own power. And so the daisy represents hope. It represents a bright future. And it really is lifting sort of that dark cloud off of yourself. And so one of the ways that you can definitely begin to do that is that you have to start affirming that you are the only thinker in your mind, one. Know that. You're the only thinker in your mind. And at any time that you're thinking a thought that you don't want to think, you can choose, you can change it. So you still, you know, are kind of locked into sort of this whole thing about being sort of naive when you're not. You're not as naive as you play. But this has been twofold for you because you've been able to get attention all your life by being this way. And so there's a part of you that really is afraid to come out and say, hey, these are some of the things I want to say. I know what I'm thinking. I don't need you to think for me. I can do this on my own, because that takes a lot of responsibility too. So you have to decide where you want to be with this. Do you want to stay in the position and have other people try to come along and save you, which no one can? Or do you want to start standing up and you want to stand firm and begin to speak your own truth?
Okay.
Yeah. An exercise you can do is you can walk around depending on what part of the country you're in. If it's not warm enough to go outside, take your shoes off and walk around. And as you're walking around, stomping on the ground and taking your fist and punching it towards the ground and saying, I deserve to be here. Because your energy is real floaty. You're real up in the air. And a lot of times too much of that air energy, you know what happens when a person has too much air in their head. What do we call them?
Airhead.
There you go. So you need to get grounded back into this physical reality. Find a plant. Repot a plant. You know, touch a tree. Hug a tree. Get back into nature. So that you can do these things to really be back here on this physical planet and know that you deserve to be here. So everybody is not here to take advantage of you. Everybody is not out to hurt you or to do something bad. There's not going to be, and boy, I tell you, I can understand because I've been in that place at one point in my life. I wish there was some knight on a horse to come scooping you up to come save you, but that's just not going to happen. You talk about a nightmare. If you stay in that place, you'll have a nightmare for real. And it'll be bigger than just your friend running off with your man, something of that nature.
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
All right.
And, Miss Blue, I just wanted to, do you see me actually getting a better job?
I say if you go out and you apply for something different, better, I don't know. But if I do see you going out, applying for another job, I would say, I would say that maybe in the next 10 months or so, 9 or 10 months or so from now, I see things shifting for you. They can happen sooner. But one of the things that you're going to have to do is you're going to have to assert yourself a little bit more. You may want to put on some red because red is going to help you move a little bit faster and it's going to help you sort of kind of get your thoughts a little clearer right now. But you're going to have to kind of hit the pavement and do some work. I honestly don't see that energy changing for you until about 10 months from now. That's what it energetically feels like. Maybe over the course of the next 10 months, I see that there is going to be a period where you're actually going to be maybe out of work, but that's going to be a good time for you to refocus on some things. I know you've thought about going back to school as well.
Yes.
Yes. That's really where your focus needs to be, is for you to think about going back to school as well. And once you start getting back on that course, other things or other opportunities will open up for you. But I see more of the school, I see that opening up for you sooner than I actually see you sort of shifting different positions. Yeah. So make sure you come back and let us know.
Okay. Thank
All
you.
Right. So peace and love to you. Yes, thank you. All right. All right, you guys, let's see, 24 minutes left to go in the four with you crazy remixers who still us at this ungodly time of night, morning, depending on what type, part of the world you're in.
Yes, indeed. All righty, so next, area code 843, you are live on the remix. Who's calling in?
Bryce from South Carolina.
Okay,
what did you say your name was?
Bryce, code name
Bryce.
Bryce.
Okay.
Hey, greetings to you. Hey, Magella.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess my question is,
do you have us on speaker?
Yeah.
Can you take us off, please?
All right.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, much better.
All right.
want to say. Basically, what I want to start at is, what is it about my energy that attracts females, but kind of pushes them off too?
Say that again.
like what is it about me, okay, that attracts females to me, you know? Like, they're attracted to me. But, you know, whenever we conversating or whatever, it's just always dull. It's like, there's nothing there, you know?
Whenever you guys are conversating, you said it's nothing there. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this, if you will allow me, in my most humble way to do this. So who has nothing there once you start conversating? Is it you that can't talk, or is it them?
Yeah, probably me. Somewhat most of the time, but then I'll shake off the jitters and, you know, start talking next.
You'll shake the jitters off and you'll start talking, and then what happens?
I mean, it seemed like it'll be something, you know, we call, talk to each other, text, but then it just, nothing never happens. Like a spark, yes. I guess we can call it, or whatever.
It doesn't manifest itself from there. Tell me something. I want to ask you this question. And did you say Price or Bryce?
Grice, like G-R-I-C-E.
Grice?
Yeah, Grice. Like rice.
That's a very interesting name, Grice. Real interesting. Yeah, that's an interesting name. That's a whole another vibration. Okay, so let's talk about this, Grice. Tell me about you and authority.
Me and authority?
Mm-hmm.
I guess you could say I have a problem with it sometimes. I'm hard-headed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's mm-hmm. pretty much it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason I asked that question is because there is, and I want you to tell me who this is. I see a big, black, strong, grumpy-faced man standing near you. Who is that?
Standing near me? Like, you mean, like, around me, like, as in my circle?
Yes.
Big, tall. maybe my pops.
Mhm. Tell me about your relationship between you and your dad.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say we have a bad relationship. We definitely have a good relationship going on, you know. And I mean, we don't talk about everything, because I don't tell, you know, my peoples everything. I just
kind
of, you know, keep it to myself and see what I can do. Sometimes you tell people, you don't tell people everything, but you tell them some things. So it's kind of like that.
I understand what you're saying, but your father is this authoritarian man.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was getting at. Remember I told you I'd seen Tell Me About You and Authority?
Yeah.
I wanted to kind of bring that up because that's a little important. One of the things that I want you to take a look at, Grice, when it comes to you and when you start to conversate with the sisters, like you said, when you guys are chatting, texting each other, oh, you can get down with some real good texts, boy. You really get them going.
Yeah.
Yeah, they love it. They will text you all day long, all night. They love texting you. But when it comes to being in the present, you kind of freeze up, and there's nothing wrong with that. Some of that is just your nature, just your nerves. I mean, if a sister really can appreciate you, she can find that somewhat sexy, that you're a man that kind of have that. But then what happens when you warm up, you kind of start turning into a little bit of your daddy. Can you see that?
Yeah, you can say that.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you could say I come off as an asshole sometimes.
Yeah,
I've been called multiple times.
Mhm. Yeah, I promise you, I'm not making this up. I promise you, I'm reading this energy, and whatever you want to say, the spirit, God, the ancestors, whatever, they're showing it to me very clear. So what happens is, you, out of just your fear of being able to communicate who you are, you revert back to a lot of what you've seen and understood from your father and how he sort of kind of navigates things in his world. And so you start to take on those different attributes, and what happens is it is so different from who you really are. It becomes a big turnoff to the point where they're saying, who the hell is this? This ain't the same guy I was chatting with or texting. Who are you? So nothing can manifest because that ain't you. Does that make sense?
What do you mean, like, it's not me to be?
You're not an asshole. Are you an asshole?
Not really.
No. I
can tell.
Are you an asshole? Yes or no?
I can be, but I'm not.
You can. We can be anything we want, but are you an asshole?
No, I'm a soft teddy bear type dude on the inside, but on the outside, you know, I show different.
Well, then there is
no reason for that.
There is no reason for that. Not if you want to know why you have your answer as to why women don't want to be bothered with you. Tell me the reason. Tell me your justifiable reason, and then I'm gonna tell you what's really going on.
Okay, just coming up when I was younger, just, you know, talking to females, then, like, if I was being nice or whatever, or kind of generous or whatever, you know, I didn't really get the results I wanted, but I noticed at points when I was, you know, being a dick, then it was a whole other situation, like, they couldn't get enough of me, so, like, I just started picking that up, you know what I mean?
Okay, well, let's stay with that thought. Let's talk about how your father treats your mother.
All right.
How do you treat your mom?
He's not abusive.
Think about growing up. Say what?
He's not abusive. He's never, like, you know, put his hands on her.
Wait a minute. I never said that. Did I say that, Esther? Did I say his dad put his hands on him?
No. I'm just saying.
No, you did not.
I didn't say that. But here's what you do want to distinguish, that you did witness a lot of mental abuse. He didn't put his hands on her, but he put his mouth on her. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
I can't hear you.
I mean, they've had disputes, yeah. I mean,
of course. Oh, you know the difference. You know the difference. So I say that to you to let you know that this ain't because of some girl. You learned this trait. You learned it from that big dude, your father, the authoritarian. You learned it from him. And so you went out and mimicked it because it seemed to work well for your mother. So you feel it will work well with other sisters. But here's an FYI, it's 2013. And sisters are, we're in a different position than maybe your mother or her mother or your great-great-grandmother was. So we don't have to deal with assholes because there's so many other brothers out there that are able to show themselves as alpha males and being respectful and not being an asshole. So you want to know why women don't want to deal with that. That's your answer.
That's well, I can accept that.
Yeah, well, that's good.
I can accept that because, I mean, I can't deny that. That's definitely me.
Yeah, but it's not even about denying it. It's about what you're going to do about it.
That too. I mean, I can either stay in the same boat or I can get on shore, whatever.
Mm-hmm. You can either end up being like your father or you can be yourself.
All right.
Choice is yours. I know you're going to make the right one. I know you are, because you're a beautiful brother. So peace and love to you. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Peace and love. All right.
Wow. 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 The brothers. Wow. Okay. Let's see here. Next up is area code 615. You are live on the remix. 615.
All right. 615, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are.
Oh, 615?
Yes, ma'am. Six one five, got a little bit of stuff going
Hello?
On. We're going to come back. Yes? Okay, hold on, 615. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hey, Jasmine.
Hello.
Sorry. You're one of those Jasmine babies.
Hey, yeah, I have, like, a question about my living situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm trying to get on my... I guess what you would call, like, my magical, you know, journey or whatever. And I've been
mm-hmm.
doing a lot of different, you know, I've been taking a lot of different classes, developing different skills. And but my living situation, I feel like it's kind of hindering me. And I'm ready
mm-hmm.
to leave. Well, I say I'm ready to leave, but I just want to know, should I stay here or should I just, find another place to live?
Mm-hmm. Well, two things. One, right now you have no other choice but to stay there because you just don't have the finances to move, correct?
At this time, yeah, but I can get them.
You yeah. can what now?
I can, I mean, I make my own schedule. I work, you know, I'm self-employed.
Mm-hmm.
So I can save money and get it, but it's, also, like, I have a hindrance. I live with my mom right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, you know, every, I don't know, I don't want to say that, but, I mean, I'm ready
mm-hmm.
to leave, so I feel like I blossom better.
When you're out on your own. Yeah.
Yeah.
And a part of that is to be expected, you know what I mean? You
yeah.
kind of, you're kind of grown up now.
Mm-hmm.
And you stay with your mom, but I don't see that you've always stayed with your mom. I see that you've kind of come back to stay with your mom.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you're there for a reason, and I hear you when you say you work for your own and you can just sort of kind of adjust your schedule and money's not a problem and you can leave. I'm going to challenge you right there because that is the only reason you're there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That is. And, yes, I do hear that smoke detector going off in the background. I do hear that going off. Do y'all hear it? I don't assume the whole universe to that. So you definitely want to get a battery and you want to take care of that because here's something else I want to tell you, Jasmine. I know that you recognize and you have a good relationship with your mother. I know that you guys think different and you have differences that are there. But I don't want you to get too comfortable with feeling like you're really there to help her. Because know that this is a situation for both of you. You understand that you are helping her, but she's also helping you. And it's important that you recognize that because then that's going to change the energy for when it is time for you to leave. It's going to help you to change the energy and so that you can leave when that decision comes in the right way. And a lot of the tension that goes on or what you feel is a lot of the tension is because you're taking on the persona that somehow you – who kind of had to move back in with her, is helping her. It's a real arrogant position to have.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm trying to get out of that whole, like, the whole ego thing, you know?
Yeah, your mom is helping you, and it's absolutely nothing wrong with receiving help. After all the work that you do, you help people. So how could you feel there's something wrong with what you feel you're supposed to be doing?
Right.
You see?
I'm understanding that now, and I'm just, you know, I'm like, okay, well, I wanna help, and I wanna, you know, do this or do that, but I also want to leave, you know.
And you can. But here's what I want you to get to. Ain't nobody holding you hostage.
Right.
You understand? See, because when you say it like that, it changes the energy. Who's stopping you from leaving? It ain't your mama.
Right.
She ain't stopping you from leaving. But you do know what's stopping you. Once you can be honest about that, it's going to energetically open up things so they can flow for you. That's what I want you to see. Because I can't. Yes, this is what I'm saying. I can't think that helping someone, receiving help, is horrible, but yet I want to help. You get it? It's a contradiction in the energy.
Right.
Your work that you do working for yourself is helping people. So you got to be able to receive help because that's what you want people to be able to see in your work. And once you change just that, and I heard it when you heard me say it, I heard it click in your energy that you got it. Like, dang, I heard you. I heard it click. Like, wow, that's deep.
Yeah.
That's going to help you open it up. And so when it is time for you to go, it's not like you're running away because nobody's holding you hostage. And things will flow. You'll see that your business will pick up. You'll see that your mother will become more supportive. And you'll see other opportunities opening up for you so that you can receive help. I see with patience, planning, and really getting grounded as to where you are right now, that in the course of the next 7 months, you'll be able to leave, securely leave. You understand? Not run away like you, some 13-year-old child sneaking out the house. Because that's right. How you acting now. Like, oh, God, I can't wait till I get the hell up out of here.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
And that's
not,
yeah.
Yeah, it's funny when you feel like that because when you hear it, you know, when you hear yourself, it just sounds like, oh, okay, why am I acting like that?
Yeah, and I get what you're saying. I understand it, and I know you do too as well. So it's just about you really doing that. Sit down, you know, write you some magical statements about where you are and why this is the best place for you right now until you move on to something else and make the best of it and stop living like you're a guest in the house. That's your sacred space. So that smoke detector battery, that needs to get changed. Especially with the baby there, because this is letting you know that you're not paying attention to things that are happening in the present moment. You're missing it. So definitely you want to tap into that, okay?
Okay.
All right. So peace and blessings, and come back and let us know when you move out.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love, peace and love. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 504. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Debbie from New Orleans.
Okay, greetings to you, Debbie from New Orleans, Louisiana. Hi.
I'm going through a transition right now. I've been told a rebirth. But I'm asking about my relationship. It feels like a disconnect. And it's happened before and then come back together. But he has the same kind of energy as my mother, who's, it's not a good relationship to connect. I was just wondering if you felt anything from that. He's not as mean as her.
He's not as mean as her, but still carries a lot of energy that reminds you of your mom. Give me just a second, Debbie. We're about to go into the after hours. So if you can give me just a second. Let me just tell everyone. Peace and love to all of you guys out there. Don't forget to download, download, download. If you're not going to be on the phone lines, you have about 37 seconds left to go. That you can come join us over on the forum. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you want to join me, Esther, and the rest of the Remix group here, get on the phone lines, and then who knows? Who knows how far in the after hours we're going to go? Not much further, but we will go for a while. So peace and love to you guys. If you like the show, you know what to do. Like it. If you love it, love it. Leave a comment. Leave it on Facebook, Twitter. Leave it right here, but leave it. Much love, warm spirit, and peace and love to you guys. All right. So tell me the question again so we can get to it.
I was just wondering if you see what you see going on with my relationship. His name is Barry. I'm not sure whether to just disconnect or, I don't know. There's some... I'm going through this transition. I'm not even sure if that's it. I've got this unease about me, and I'm not sure if it's where it's actually coming from and if I'm just blaming him.
Mm-hmm. Well, two questions I want to ask you. What did you say his name was again?
Barry.
Barry?
Uh-huh, B-A-R-R-Y.
Like Holly Berry.
Yes. Well, with an A, though. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Ooh, just crazy thoughts. Okay, so now, this relationship between the two of you, you said it's been pretty much off and on, but you have this unsettling about yourself. You guys are together, then you break up, and you're together. Well, you don't really break up. You just kind of separate.
Yeah, you just answered my question. You said exactly what it's. It's like hot and cold.
Yeah, it's constantly in that particular state. Well, two things, because I see that this has been going on for maybe about 2 years now.
Almost four.
Oh, wow. Even longer. So what happened about 2 years ago?
He thought his nephew liked me or I liked his nephew or something weird, but it never, nothing ever happened. I just think he's very, you know, insecure or something.
Mm-hmm. And so are you. So that kind of works sometimes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No,
yeah. So are you.
Yeah.
That works sometimes for you guys. I think one of the main things that's going on here is you both have a different set of wishes that you're trying to fulfill. Your wish is to be in a committed relationship, to be married, but you also want a man who can financially support you and support your dreams together and move forward. And he's kind of a little free-spirited when it comes to that particular energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you already... Say it again. Go ahead.
He calls me his wife. But it just seems like a childish type relation. I mean, like, oh, you're my wife. But, I mean, if he actually did propose, I don't know what I'd say, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you would tell him that you don't want that. But, you know, I will be honest with you and say that these are things you knew about him in the beginning.
Wait, say that again?
I said these are things you knew in the beginning.
Yeah, but he's changed. I feel like I healed him, if that makes sense. And maybe vice versa.
Well, you know, I'm not going to tell you that sometimes we don't meet people in our soul group and things don't happen. But one of the things I can tell you is that people don't change. They make adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
And so you may have gotten him to make certain adjustments, but it's only because he wanted to do it.
Okay.
You understand? Because
yeah.
When you talk about healing a person from who they are, that's almost like trying to play God in somebody else's life. I don't believe that's possible. I haven't seen that to be. Now, what can happen is people can make adjustments. But it's almost like getting up front in alignment on your vehicle. You know, after about a year, your ass got to go back and get another one because it's not going to stay that way. He made some adjustments. But the question is, because what you're calling in for is a reading for you, is you have to decide what do you truly want. A part of you don't want to be bothered all the time. So this relationship sometimes works well for you because you don't have to deal with him. And then when you want to be bothered, he's somebody who will bother you. And so that makes you feel comfortable. You get to walk around and say you have a man because that makes you feel proud in your community when people see you. That makes you feel proud. But at the end of the day, you know he ain't really doing a whole lot of manly shit, not when it comes to a relationship. And that
Exactly. I feel like he doesn't put a lot of effort.
Right. And so, hey, you got your answer right here live on the remix. Because now the question is,
and that's the way it's always going to be, Miss Blue?
He's going to be him and you're going to be you.
Uh-huh. Is there something wrong with me that expects that?
No. It's absolutely nothing wrong with you. And it's nothing wrong with him. But you have to ask yourself, is that what you really want after 4 years? Is this what you want for real? So now I guess the question is, it's not even about him anymore. It's about you. It's about what's making you stay into this relationship.
Proximity.
Because you said what?
Proximity.
Proximity, sex.
We live next door to each other.
Mm-hmm. And the sex is easy.
It's kind of non-existent right now.
Well, that's only because y'all are going through this phase.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like we fit, and then I feel like I'm the the free-spirited one, because he brings up the marriage. And but I do feel like I want to be committed. Maybe just it doesn't feel right to him.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you truly want to be committed, know that a lot of the things in the relationship, you're going to be held the responsible one to do, and he's not. So you're not going to get anything different from him by marrying him. Does that make sense?
Yes, that does, actually.
Yeah, you're not going to get anything different. And it's nothing wrong if you say this works with me and I'm okay, but thinking somehow you're going to marry him and he's going to change into this completely different person is ludicrous. Literally.
Yeah.
Ludicrous.
Yeah.
I think you wrote a song about it, too. But it really is. So that's not going to happen. It's really, you know, you really just take a look at yourself and see. So, you guys live next door to each other, but you haven't always lived next door to each other.
No. I guess about the same time. I lived here for like a year before, or maybe 2 years, and I wouldn't give him the time of day.
Mm-hmm.
I knew he liked me, but, I mean, he worked really hard to get to know me because I would run from him.
You didn't run that hard. Your ass is right next door.
Well, no. I mean, I would ignore him. Let's just say that. I mean, I guess I knew he liked me, but then he had to put notes on, you know, my door and this and that. And I just
He ain't really had to do all of that. You liked him, too. Be honest.
Okay.
He didn't have to work hard. And that's a part of the problem, too. He didn't have to work hard. What do you do creatively? I kind of see you flying around. What do you do?
I like to draw. Is that what you mean, like creative arts?
Okay, so you draw. What else? What do you do? What do you do? What is your work?
Oh, well, it's funny because I was looking at, I mean, I love your voice. I think you're such a wise person. I don't know. You just seem like a wise person to talk to. I've listened to your show before, but I have a background in TV, but right now I'm working for a fragrance company as a vendor. I go into different stores.
Okay.
Yeah, fragrance, and I tuned in really late, so I didn't get to hear the beginning.
Okay, well, good, yeah. That's interesting. You work for fragrance. Maybe that's what I see kind of floating around, or just the colors and the vibration. There and that. This is what I will say to you, is to really begin to think about some of those things that are really important to you and that you want. Not what you want him to be, but what is important to you. And focus on those things that are important to you, and then see how things go between the two of you. Because you really are going to be faced with some decisions here soon. And you're going to have to really kind of get it. Now, do you have children or he has children? Which one of y'all have children?
Neither.
I see children around. You're not pregnant, are you?
Mm-mm.
I see children. I don't know where the baby children come from. But anyway.
The other caller.
It could be another caller. No, it really could be another caller, but I do see children.
I'm just joking.
I don't know if children are somewhere around or connected to you.
I've had other people tell me that. They're like, oh, you're going to be pregnant. I've been told that the last 4 years. And I honestly think it's me, that it's a rebirth for me, like some shamanic type birth.
Well, what I was seeing was actually physical children. No, I know the difference. It's not the same thing.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Yeah, not the same thing. Not
the same.
People have
been talking to me for 4 years, and
mm-hmm.
I'm not young, so I'm just like, okay.
Okay. So now I know what it is. These are children from a past life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're children from a past life. Because there are children around you. I just thought maybe they were, because you seem a little disconnected from them. but these are children from past life.
Okay. I've been told that a lot, actually. Like, oh, you know, I've had strangers say, are you pregnant? And I'm like, no. And it always freaks me out.
Yeah, because you have children in your aura. And have you had a miscarriage, abortion before?
I mean, it was possible I could have had a miscarriage. You know, I don't know. I don't think
so.
I mean,
Well, I mean, you wouldn't.
Only been one, for you know, maybe. Just, you know what I mean? Like, you just maybe think that due to stress.
Yeah, because that would be the other energy. I mean, I'm not reading it at that level, but I will say that there are some children from a past life, and in this life, miscarriage, abortion, definitely there. So that's probably the energy that they're also picking up there. I would say when it comes to your relationship, that's one of the things that you're definitely going to have to do. Do I see him changing? No. Do I see maybe adjustments being made? Of course. But you need to make some adjustments yourself too.
Yes.
Yeah. You need to make some adjustments too, and do more things that make you happy, more things of joy, more things that you feel good about, and start to incorporate that in, you know, not just waiting for each other to come home from living next door to each other.
I like Reiki too. I took Reiki. And he's fine with, you know, that's why I liked him, because he's kind of okay with my alternative life. I mean, he is okay with my alternative lifestyle. That's hard to find sometimes, I think.
It can be. It can be. You're right. It can be. So, yeah, that's what I say. Do more things that you enjoy doing and incorporate those things in there, and keep making adjustments. You guys can make adjustments together.
Yeah.
All right.
I just wonder if I'm cheating myself, you know?
Well, and you already know that answer, but you don't want to go anywhere. So, therefore, keep making adjustments.
Okay.
Yep.
You're so kind.
I can be. I can be not so kind, too. But no, you're right, and you are reading the essence of my heart. I'm joking here. You know, I really try to give that reflection back to, you know, that's out there, and I'm glad that the remix has been that place for you, and you've been able to, you know, so quarter got that, the place that you can come and feel normal and feel like you're amongst family and enjoying that.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much, Miss Blue. I'll keep listening.
Okay, beautiful. Y'all are insane to still be up. Where Esther at?
I'm right here. I am right here. All right, next on the line, area code 267, you are live on the remix.
Mm-mm. 267?
I think 267 is snoring. 267.
That's hilarious. Oh, my goodness. That's hilarious.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. The next area code, 804, you are live on the remix.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Esther. Hi, Miss Blue. This is Rashad. I'm glad I'm not snoring, so.
Hey, Rashad.
Yeah, hey, Rashad. We're glad you're not snoring either.
I was just, I go by long stream on, Twitter page, so.
Hey, Longstream. Yeah.
Longstream.
I had a quick question. I got a lot of things I'm working on, and really, like, I had to thank you because I had a reading from you probably like a year and a half ago, and it really helped me clear out a lot of stuff, and like feng shui my office and really help me like organize myself mentally. So I was like helps me put a lot of things in order.
Beautiful. I know who you are. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm really trying to work on, like, I got a lot of things I'm working on, I'm putting together, and, like, they really are coming into, like, I'm materializing them from my mind to, like, actually putting them into real work. And I'm trying to make sure I balance myself out because I realize that I really am a workaholic. But I know that I have to have balance. To be able to go out and do my new projects because it's kind of taking me back to a place where, you know, where I was before, but I have to go back and use that energy again to go out and push this new idea, push this product. But I know I have to keep my balance so that I can, you know, work with my family and take care of family things. What should I do? How should I? Is there certain things I should be wearing or clothing or colors? So it helps me balance myself so I don't get, I'm really trying to work on being efficient and, you know, not being overly focused on one thing and then letting other things kind of leave.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense and a great question. The first thing I would tell you is that you're going to have to throw balance out the window. I know. Sounds a little crazy, but you're going to have to get rid of balance because there's not going to be any such thing as balance, not when you're getting ready to do what you're getting ready to do. So there's going to be a time when the most important thing that you have to focus on is the work. And then there's going to be a time where you're going to have to stop what you're doing and focus on your family. There's not going to be a balance. Does that make sense when I say it that way?
Yeah.
So what's going to be key for you is to communicate so that everyone can understand what's going on. That, hey, today y'all might not see me because here's what I got to do. See, that's going to make all the difference in the world. And too many times what happens when we start to work with projects and we start to get tapped into our creative energy, we want to get back into time management. And that you're not going to be able to do. That's not balance. It's what the world would call balance, but that's not balance. So it really is a time for you to really be working with all of your clairsentience energy. So you may be getting ready to pick up the phone and something says, oh no, put it down, go home right now. And you have to be willing to listen to that. There may be a time when you're at home doing something and something says, stop what you're doing and you need to go take care of this phone call. You need to listen to that. So if there is something that I will say for you to begin to get into and to work with, it really is studying that energy of clairsentience because that's going to help you to stay in the moment and be able to activate those things of your will, which is connected to your spirit. A crystal that is excellent for working with this energy is going to be the sunstone. You still with me?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, so it's going to be the sunstone. The sunstone is an excellent energy to begin to work with because, one, it's one of those very, very ancient stones. It's a stone of leadership, and it helps you tap into that energy where it comes to clairsentience so that you can stay in tune with it. You know, a big part of the project, the work that you're going to be doing, is going to be based on your decision, correct?
Yes.
So you need to be very clear about those decisions that you're coming up with. And the Sunstone is going to help you to tap into that even on a higher frequency level. And it is also an excellent stone to work with that really helps you to see the higher purpose. And it helps you to overcome any kind of fears and phobia. Because one of the things that you're thinking is you don't want to be too focused over here or too focused over here that you miss something.
Yeah.
So this will really kind of keep you present, so you'll be able to do that and kind of overcome a lot of those. It also helps with stress, and it releases any kind of negative attachment. So anything that has anything negative, because you're going to be dipping and diving in a lot of shit that got good energy, but it's got a lot of negative stuff that go with it. And that's also one of the fears of your family, is they don't want you to get too wrapped up into this shit because they don't want you to become corrupted. Hello?
Yeah, I see me, I've come corrupted. Never. No. I understand it's true.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, no one is above being corrupted. And I'm not talking about corrupted in the classical sense, not that kind of corrupt. No, you probably more than likely would not be, but corrupted in the sense where the only thing that is important to you is only your work. That's a form of corruption too.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So that's also one of the things that you don't want to do. And so this Sunstone is going to help you to really facilitate the energy that's already in you, because this is in you. What you need to do is to bring all this energy to the front so you can move forward with it. And this really, really helps that. It has a strong link to the solar plexus chakra. It dispels energy, which is going to be key for you too, of abandonment and also discrimination. Aha. Yeah. And it'll help to enhance your mood and help you tap into your intuition, which are all the tools that you're going to need right now. But throw balance out the window, because there's not going to be a balance. But what has to happen is communication, and for you to stay very in tune to what is going on with you, and that's how you're going to make this a success.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Good to hear from you. I'm sure I'll hear from you again. I won't tell everybody what you do.
No, thank you. It's fine with me, you know. So, this is all good.
He deals with the law, y'all. He deals with the law. Let's see how creative you remixers can get. He deals with the law. Not how you think he deals with the law, but he does deal with the law. Don't you deal with the law?
Yes, ma'am. I do a lot of stuff, but
that's one of his things he do. That's his light side. He got a dark side too. The law is the light side he got, but he got a dark side too. All right, and then also I'll tell you who else you can work with. Interesting enough, I'm going to have to go back and do some studies. Tahuti, the god Tahuti, is showing up for you. So I'm going to tell you to work with the god Tahuti, and then for the goddess, work with the goddess Hetheru.
All right.
Work with them too. Yep. She's going to bring that wisdom piece in. And Tahuti will bring a lot of other energy in. With all that other stuff mixed up. You know how you do all of those other things too. So he'll help you with that. But take them with you into meditation. You know how to do it. Do your work with that and do with that. Beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You too. Peace and love. Yes. He works with law, you guys. He's a lawyer. He's a lawyer. All right, we're going to go to the next caller, and this will probably be our last caller because they probably will cut us off. It's been amazing. It's been fun. And we're going to go to the caller calling in from area code 305. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yes, greetings.
Hey, how you doing? It's Caddy again. And how you doing, Esther?
Hey.
He's talking to us like he hasn't spoken to us all night.
I did want to ask you, I'm trying to do the dream interpretation part myself, and because I can't ask people, I can't ask you for your example, and people like Brother Panic and emails and stuff like that, but I wanted to know, do you know any authors, any names of books I could find on dream interpretation?
On dream interpretation, let's see. There is quite a few. There is one called the Dream Dictionary. I think it's pretty common. I mean, now it's a lot of dream books out there. More than anything, I would say make your own dream dictionary. Make your own dream book. That's one of the things that I do in the Know Your Magic audio workbook. Is I tell you how to go make your own dream book, you know, so that you can have it and know what it means for you. Because even though we can connect on universal level, there is also different levels that is out there. One of the books, and it's, you can check it, see how good it is. It's by Tony Crisp. Tony Crisp. It's called The Dream Dictionary from A to Z. And he really goes in, it's one of the better ones, called Understanding Your Unconscious Mind. This is a pretty decent dream dictionary that will help you to understand some universal symbols. That's going to be a pretty good one for you to spend.
Okay. The only one I could find was by Joseph Campbell, but Joseph Campbell had a book called Dream Myths and Dream Myths and Religion, but that book didn't really help. It didn't really help me though.
Well, yeah, I would say get the Dream Dictionary, try the one by Tony Crisp, and check that one out. That one is a really good one, and you should be able to pick it up pretty much anywhere and get that.
All right. I really appreciate it, Ms. Lou.
All right. Well, keep driving that big old truck. We appreciate you. Stay and peace and love to you.
Peace and love to you, too. And you guys,
right.
You women, have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
Beautiful. All right. So we're going to go to area code 440. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, this is Punk 913. How you doing this evening?
What? What?
And my energy all over the place. Excuse me. Anywho, I want to know. If it's even possible to answer. See, this is person I've known for a hell of a long time. And we, like, been through, like, practically everything together.
Mm-hmm.
We know each other via long distance. Anyways, I want to know what our divine connection is, because us, how we are, is like siblings, but sometimes it's like the flicker of a whole different direction, if you understand what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to know, and I've been waiting to, like, ask this for, like, hella long, but it's, like, real important to me, and they're real important to me, and I've really been wondering for a few months after we had a falling out, so, of course, we made up by now, though, but the night, it, like, climaxed. My solar plexus went haywire. I mean, I've never had this happen to me before. I was jolting. I couldn't sleep or nothing. It was like I was being shaken and crap. So I really just want to know.
You want to know what the connection is between you
yes.
and this person. And you and this person. Give me their first name.
It's hard. Oh, well. Here you go, man, if I'm going to be open about it. My name's Anika.
The connection that I got, interesting you said that, is that you guys were in a relationship in a past life. And in the past life, you were the husband and she was the wife.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
That makes so much sense.
Mm-hmm. You guys were together in a past life. And in that particular past life, she actually left you. And you kind of turned to alcohol and kind of drank yourself into misery. Yep.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Okay, is that a bad thing for this lifetime or how?
Well, no, it's not a bad thing, but you want to know why whenever the relationship between you two is about to get tested, challenged, whatever you want to say, or you guys are about to break ties, why it is such an emotional feud for you. And even in this particular friendship, you guys, you get very, very kind of antsy when you think that somehow she's going to cut off any kind of communication with you.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. So just hearing that
should
be very freeing for you. To really let you know where this energy is actually coming from.
Right.
It's about heartaches and loss in a past life, like I said, and you turn to sort of kind of drinking and alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of these different emotions come up when you guys don't connect with each other.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
So it would nothing other than this will ever go with this way in this lifetime.
Well, you know, never is kind of a very big word in this universe.
I'm crazy when it comes to it.
I wouldn't say never, but I will say that you guys came. What was that?
Huh?
Did y'all hear that?
Yeah, I heard it.
What was that?
I don't know.
I heard it.
I have no idea.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I just want to make sure it wasn't me. I know I heard that. I'm like, what? I won't say anything about never.
Oh my God! Oh my God! I'm freaking out about it.
Mhm.
Mm-mm.
No, but more than two things. You guys cannot experience it exactly the same way because you incarnated different. The energy is still there for the two of you, and this is even you suffering from some of these abandonment issues that you have. And so this
ties into that. That's been a theme of yours. And one of those triggers is a breakup of a relationship, a friendship, or someone saying they don't want nothing to do with you. All of these things are triggers for you. all of these things. I'm looking in the chat room. What it are triggers for you. Yeah, these are triggers.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So take a nice deep breath and recognize that, you know, you didn't come back to experience the same thing the same way. I would like for you to do some journaling and really kind of begin to examine that a little bit, because that's a theme for you. And so one of the things I know is that we can change the past just as much as we can, you know, really kind of navigate our future. And so a big part is going to be for you to go back, and you can do some visualizations of really changing the ending of how things end, so that you can see this in more of a harmonious way between the friendship that you guys have now. So that's sort of kind of a quick thing that we have time for now. Other than that, you know, I'll just say get a reading, and then we can go into how we can really kind of release these energies. But really on the surface, that's going to be a big part. And just hearing this information has caused what I like to call a DNA explosion to bring this energy online for you. Because this is what's happening to you now. It's like, whoa, you're catching all of these flashes and things are making sense to you about why these things are happening this way. And so that's a big, big, yes, Esther, confirmation for you to understand how these things are going on for you. And that's powerful. That's what the records are. They cause instant healing, instant. I've seen it. I've had so many of you guys write me and tell me how instantly things you struggle with all your life. Yeah. So that was it. There you go. You got your answer, Missy.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're
my God. I'm going to have to lay down after this one.
Me too. I love people.
Wow.
All right.
All right, you guys, we're going to take one more call. One more call. Let's see who is it going to be. Ooh, so many of you guys on the phone lines. We are not getting ready to get to all of you. Rest assured of that. Let's try 267 again. 267?
Hello.
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Jason from Philly.
Oh, Jason. How you doing, Jason?
I'm good. I'm sorry I missed you at first. I didn't know. I was thinking 215 because that's my area code, but I don't know. I was on my cell phone. It was 267, so I missed
you. That's all right, Jason. You look like you was kind of resting, waiting on
that. Yeah, it's funny. I was asleep. I was asleep before I called. Then I had no idea y'all was still on. And I woke up. I had a weird dream. And I woke up, and I was like, let me just listen and see what's going on the show. And I just called in. So
beautiful. Can I tell you something else, Jason?
What?
You were asleep when we clicked on you first.
Yeah, we heard all of that, Jason. I don't know if you know, but we heard all of that.
We heard all of that. So, Jason, you had a nice little nap, and now you back up. Okay, so what's your question, Jason?
I don't know if I have a question. I was just calling in. I mean, I don't know. Dang, if I have any questions.
No, we don't want you to make up one. If you don't have a question,
Well, I guess, you know what? I guess you could tell me about my future with relationships. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if I'm going to meet somebody soon, or have I met somebody, or whatever you see.
Jason, now you know if you met somebody, you'll know, right, Jason? Come on now, baby.
Well, I have met somebody, but I don't know if that, you know, it's really, really new. So I'm just curious.
Mm-hmm. It's really, really new, and you feeling her, and she's feeling you. And what you want to know, Jason? You know, it's one of those, because what's so unique about relationship is that everybody is operating in free will. Mm-hmm. And so you could be the greatest guy in the world today, and tomorrow, not so much.
Yeah,
free will. She could decide that that's not what she wants. So relationships are really, really kind of tricky. And, you know, one of the things that I will say for you, it's an experience you need to have right now.
Okay.
So whether or not I see this long term, I don't. But there's still a lot of things that can be unfolding from this relationship that can change that. So, you know, it's almost like, you know, having sort of this ultimate potential, you know, because you get to play a part in this, and you really, really need this experience right now. It's
good. As long as I can learn from it, that's good.
Well, you can learn from it. I mean, if a dog bites your ass, you can learn from that. But, I mean, I'm quite sure that's not what you're going to choose. You can learn from anything. You know, it's not just about learning, because we all get to learn. But it is definitely something I would say that you need to experience at this time. More than anything, I would say for you is that one of the things that you tend to do is that you tend to suffer in silence.
Suffer from what?
Suffer in silence.
Oh, okay, okay.
Meaning that you have a lot of things going on, but you don't tell anybody. And this is what one of your internal struggles is for you. So I'm more concerned about that part of Jason than I even am with the relationship. And that it's time for you to stop suffering and struggling with these things in silence and really start to express them more to the people that you trust, the people that you love and who love and care about you, that it's important that you begin to express that part of yourself so that you can move past some of these things that are very, very challenging for you, so you don't get yourself kind of caught in a corner. You know, because that's not a good look for you. You come out fighting, and then everybody goes running.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate that.
Well, good. It's good to hear from you, Jason, because we heard you.
Yeah.
You know, we heard you earlier. We was like, okay.
Y'all never want this late, right? Like, this is something.
Yeah.
Oh, we know this late. We do.
We do know this late, but tonight is a little different. Yeah, this is kind of an unexpected lateness. You know, usually we plan these late ventures. But it's but we do go this late. Yeah, we do. We crazy like that. So, we do that. So, all right.
Well,
keep in love with you.
Yeah, thank you. Peace and love to you too, both
Peace.
Of y'all.
Peace.
All right.
You too.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye. Aw, gotta love the brother. Well, I think this is a good place for us to go ahead and close this out, because if we don't, you guys ain't gonna get up. You ain't gonna go to school. The babies ain't gonna get up. Go to school. You're not going to go to work. People ain't going to work. They're going to stay in the bed. And then they're going to blame it all on the remix and say they was up with Miss Blue and Esther.
That's right.
We want you guys to get some rest, because we do this crazy stuff all the time. It's not new for us.
Right.
And those of you who've been on the Blue Blast call know that we sometimes have gone 12, 13 hours straight.
Straight.
Mm-hmm. So this ain't new. Look at Griffin. Griffin said, oh, yes.
Yeah. That's right.
We have done that. By the way, that's right. No tapping out. I think it's time for a Blue Blast call. So
yeah,
I know
it is.
We're going to have to do a nice, good old Blue Blast call. So you guys check Facebook. We'll do a blue glass call coming up here soon. I want to say thanks to you, Esther, for chilling, hanging out tonight. And
thank you. It was a blast, as usual.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. We had a good time. It was good. We had a good time. Oh, we were supposed to tell you guys about our secret. Yeah. Woo. Let's see where to begin. Let's see if we got enough time. I think we do.
Hmm.
We're going to go ahead and tell you guys about our little secret. I discovered, while actually visiting my brother, I discovered a store that I have walked past hundreds of times, literally, and never paid any attention to, but I discovered something that was just so nice and just so uplifting and just so magical in its own ways, a nice little spot. And the spot is called Teavana. Have you guys heard of Teavana? Well, I went into Teavana and was in Teavana heaven. And yes, you love Teavana. I love Teavana. If you don't know what Teavana is, go to www.teavana.com and you can order it, doesn't matter where you are around the world, to go to Teavana. So one day I was explaining to Esther about Teavana, and I said, Esther, you got to check it out. And I was telling Sister Manya about it and telling both of them, and Esther got hooked on Teavana.
Yeah.
Yes. And
that's
one
secret.
Of the things that I love about Teavana is that they have what do they call themselves? Teologists.
Yeah, teologists, exactly.
Teologists that deals with the different herbs. And a lot of these herbs, yes, Magellan, a lot of these herbs come out of the East. Y'all in here, the cat talking to me? He talks to me. That's the cat talks to me all the time. A lot of these herbs come out. He's telling me things not to forget to tell y'all. A lot of these herbs come out of the East, and they come from Africa, and they come from all different places. And there are a lot of the formulas that a lot of the shamans use. And so when you start to see these teas and you start to look at some of the elements that they have inside the teas, you will see. Now, we have our favorite, me, Esther, and Sister Manya. We have a favorite. So I'm going to tell you guys the favorite. First thing I want you to do is to go over there and to sign up at Teavana, because you get a coupon for $10 off an order of 30. And you really get $10 off. But there's a gift that you can actually purchase, and I think it's still available, you can get the 10 gift sets. And we're going to put the link up, and I'm over on Teavana now. Ooh, they have a tea. They have some teas that are only, it's called matcha. It's a Japanese tea. It's a ceremonial ritual tea that was really only reserved for sort of those of the royal family. And it goes all the way back to the 12th century. That's excellent. They have another one called Silver Needles. And these Silver Needles are only harvested two days during a year. And so it's important when you start to look at this, or I could say it would be important for you to study. But we have a gift set that I'm going to tell you is one of the best ways that you can get, and it is called the Teavana gift set. It is $69.95, but you get a chance to experience three of the teas, plus you get the German sugar rocks. I call them sugar crystals. And you also get the perfect tea maker, which is so magical in itself. And I want you guys to go over to Teavana, and when they ask you who referred you, you better say Miss Lewis Remix. Let them know, because I love Teavana, but they have white teas and black teas. They also have different herbs that they mix, and they do things like almonds and amarillo and berries and dragon fruit. They do honey bush, vanilla, wild orange, peaches, and strawberries. They even have one that's called Aztec Fire. And it's one of these herbs that comes from our ancestors going all the way back to the Mayans. So they have a lot of these things here. You guys will be able to see the science in it once you get over there. They have what's called black dragon pearls, and they tell you about how rare these are, where they come from, how you can begin to use them, and in what ways that you can. So it's a great way for you to know your magic and start mixing with these. The store is really cool because they will actually put together special blends for you. They have a Samaran tea. They will blend things for you. One of my favorite is youthberry and wild orange blossom. I love that. That is one of my favorite. I really, really like that one. That's one of my goods, along with the silver needle. Esther, you have some favorites?
Yeah, I like the youthberry and wild orange blossom. I like the strawberry rose, champagne, and peach, tranquility. I like the strawberry lemonade. I got a bunch of favorites.
I told you.
I'm so hooked. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. I done signed up for the auto delivery. This is how hooked I am because I got to have it. I can't be waiting. I can't be going to stores.
I'm
telling
you.
Yeah.
Tivana. It's really, really, they have the Caribbean Calypso tea, which is excellent. Wow, they have all kinds. They have ritual teas there. So you can look at everything. So from all the different levels of the teas that you want to begin to get. But the perfect tea maker in that gift set is the excellent way for you to begin to really just kind of get into being a connoisseur with tea. And I love the German rock sugar. It dissolves. It is so good for you. You guys, check it
so
out.
So much better than using sugar, any type of, like, regular sugar. The taste is different when you put it in the tea. It really, like, enhances the flavor of the tea. Mm-hmm. And it's not super-duper sweet, so it's perfect.
No.
It's like the perfect, you know, kind of settling of all the flavors.
Mm-hmm. And they also have some honey that they have. They have some new honey. So if for those of you who are just stuck on, you want to do just your honey, they have honeys that you can do. They also have an app that you can download on your phone, which I have the app. And it plays the little music. It
tells
you how long to...
It's a timer that you can use the time for steeping your tea. Yes.
It's an experience. We talk about having experiences. It's an experience. And the matcha tea, which is good. They have a bamboo whisper that goes with it. The Japanese, they even tell you the video about how they harvest it. They tell you the grade of the matcha. And how to you can begin to determine which one is good when you're looking at others doing it. And it's a ritual tea that has been used in Japan that you can begin to take these things when you do meditations or just want to relax and just enjoy yourself and really just have this experience because it really is a good one. Silver needles, you guys, that's the joint. And then you can take some of these properties and go check them out on the metaphysical side, and you're going to see the magic that we've been telling you about the tea. Yeah.
Yep.
Yes. So that was our little secret there, you guys. Woo! Tivana. I love Tivana. I really, really do. They have some amazing teas. And just enjoying the experience. are there. So we recommended that gift set because that's going to give you everything. You're going to get a spoon, your serving spoon in there. You'll get to try at least three of the fragrances, and plus you'll get the perfect tea maker included in there. So that's kind of everything together. If you sign up, you actually Paul is crazy. If you sign up, you actually get $10 off. And,
yeah, and
really
right now
good.
They're giving free free samples and free shipping on orders over $50. So if you go and get it now, you could even get an extra sample with your order. So
So you guys, you definitely want to get Teavana. It's really, really cool. And I love the perfect tea maker because you get to watch the herbs sort of kind of float around, and you get to put the sugar in. I mean, really, you can tell whoever put this together, they really, really knew their magic, and it really was about the science because it's about the experience. One of the things that we talked about in the Kim Business class, that tea is time, energy, and attention. And so this is what this is about, too. And even though they're using the word Teavana, primarily what they're using is not tea at all. They're using herbs. So keep that in mind. Griffin. Griffin said he didn't woke up his neighbors. So, you guys, definitely get on that Teavana. Let us know. Let him know Miss Blue sent you the remix. Let him know. And, we'll probably get nothing for it, but who knows? Maybe one day they'll do something special for just the remix. They even have a celebration of cherry blossom, and you can also print out a coupon to go try a cup of tea for free because they actually make these in the store, and they will take you on a tour when you go through the store. So whenever you go in the store, they're going to ask you if you've ever been there, and they're going to take you on a tour through all the different teas and explain things to you as it's related to Teavana. Pick you up some silver needles. The silver needles are really, really, it's very pure in a very rare form, silver needles of this white tea. And they will tell you that in China, it's one of the top